wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, once again we welcome you to another live presentation, another address this very evening from this very place, radiating this very gospel of truth and irrepressibility. Because we cannot be stopped, because we have been mandated to preach. That is why, by the grace of the Most High Elohim, we are gathered all over the world, across the entire 24 time zones, on this very planet, to listen to this gospel and message of redemption, a message of atonement, a message of liberation, a message of hope, the message that will take us into that very kingdom on the face of this very earth, that very land of the Biafra that you quote Biama has decreed must be inhabited by his children, those he called the children of light. We have come to do justice for that which has been preordained before. We have come to preach that even the blind may see, the deaf may hear. Those who are suffering from advanced stages of Janjaweedism may be cured of their stupidity, that their family one family under God in heaven, to restore that which has been stolen from us. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because there is no other broadcaster, no other listening platform, no other project of information dissemination that can boast of the range of listenership as we command here on this very platform, this very radio Biafra. As I welcome you, I will seriously urge you to welcome those who are around you, all your relatives, your neighbors, because before I came on air, somebody said to me, my neighbor is Yoruba, and they love what you're doing, could you please take it easy? And I contemplated, and I said, I am under divine instruction, as I am led by the Spirit, so will I preach it. I respect and I love every shade of humanity. Only those who have come to conquer, to enslave, only those who have come to demonize, only those who have come to pillage, only those who have come to render the Biafran children asunder. They are the ones we despise and the ones we hate with every blood in our body. My name is Ndambe Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra the whole world over, in over 100 countries and territories, all over this very planet. I lead this very divine movement. I serve the children of Biafra, and I will always serve you until Biafra comes, which I know is imminent. That I can categorically assure you that Biafra is imminent. I will serve you until the end of my time. We shall not know any corruption. Iniquity shall never be our portion. For Biafra is scrupulously clean in the spirit. All we are waiting for is for the manifestation of that purity in the lives of the men that inhabit this very earth. I speak with every authority. I speak with every command that we have been sent by heaven to propagate this very gospel. And wherever you are, I welcome you. Bring your pen and your paper, and as I quickly announced before I came on air, I said, if you're Janjaweed or Alamajiri, try and bring your chalk and your slate with you, because as we dissect and digest very complicated and very diverse range of information, I would expect you to start memorizing your A, B, C, D to Z before you can join us. because your level of understanding needs to grow exponentially for you to benefit from the enlightenment and the revelation that accompany this very message this evening. We must pray, but before I do so, I must remind each and every one of you that we are live, of course, on my page, Martin Nande Kanu, the authentic one, I hasten to add, with I think about 400,000 followers, which is nothing, is a drop in the ocean. We are suffering very serious sabotage and efforts to undermine this very project of better restoration by the powers that be, but they cannot stop us. We are on Radio Biafra app. We are covering at least 70% of Biafra land on FM. We are on satellite. Radio Biafra can be received on a plethora of apps, please. I want that advertised extensively. We have come that freedom may prevail in the lives of those who are suffering in the zoo. We have come that the will of God Almighty in heaven may prevail in the lives of those that He blessed and bequeathed the land of Biafra. We must pray this very week. Remember those who have gone before us, those who fought, because I have to be grammatically exact, those who fought and died for us, those who sacrificed their lives that we may live, those who made it possible for this very brave and unrelenting generation to preach the gospel of restoration. And I will pray in the language of heaven. As I have always said, Roman Catholicism, the church of the body of Christ, when it came, it was in Greece, and then after that, it was in Greek, I should say, and after that, it moved on to Latin, but the language of heaven is Hebrew language, the language of the ancients, and that is how we acknowledge the presence of Elohim in our lives, and we must ask the Lord of hosts. Some people pray and they refer to Elohim as the host of heaven, and I say to them, no, the hosts of heaven are plentiful. There is only one God, one indivisible God, ever living, never changing. He is the Lord of all the hosts of heaven. And this evening we must adore Him. We must praise Him. Onyewanye na Chineke na nke pụrụ ihe niile. Onyewanye na kere ke na erubere isi. Onye na enweghị mmalite na ọgwụgwụ. Onye sitere n'okwu ọnụ ya wee kee ihe niile nke mara dị ndụ n'ahụ. Isi gị nwere bata n'ime ụwa ihe wee bata. Anyị wee na-arị ori n'uhuru uchi ya. Wee na-akpọpụ aha nsọ na eze ndị eze. Na-asị na ọnụ ọgụgụ mgbe were nkeji iri na anọ. Wee gafee elekere anya asaa n'uhuru uchi. N'ala nsọ dị n'obi ọfụrụ. N'otu aka ka o si wee bụrụ nkeji iri na anọ. Wee gafee ọnụ ọgụgụ nke nkwụsị mgbe ebe niile n'ụwa niile. Anyị wee na-eferi wee na-ajari mma. Na-asị na ọ bụ na-amịghị bụ Chineke na nke pụrụ n'ihe niile. Onye mmụọ na mmadụ na-efe. Onye na-enye anụfe nke igwe nri. Agbanyeghị na ọnwa ọkụ nke ọ na-aga. Onye bubere kachiri ihe niile kere onwe ya kere eke. Onye ndị mmụọ si na ụbọchị ekele okirikiri. Na-asị ya na ọ dị nsọ. Ndị nsọ nọ n'igwe. Ọ bụladị ndị okenye ruo abụọ na anọ. Ha si na ịdị nsọ Chineke na ndị dị otu a na onye ego n'ala. Onye ọrụ nna Chineke nna bikolu. Otuto dịrị aha nsọ gị. Ngozi gburu nke naanị gị. O nweghị onye ọbụla anyị na-efe ewezụga gị. Anyị anaghị akpụ isi ala wee nye arụsị apịrị apị. Anyị anaghị erubere ihe ọbụla nwaanyị kwuru n'afọ ime. Nna nke ekpere dị ngozi. Eze ndị nsọ. Nwanne otu onye Chineke nna nke ụmụ ogbonye. Onye si ebe ikpe ụfọdụ ihe wee kpọlite nwa ogbonye. Where goes the animals of Puriche? Where the animal? Where Purian Pianya, Lubo, where the idea of no one in there? Where does it all get the other? You have to put him on in my job, brother, and go say, I'm not in my teacher, or who's the Lama Yama, or who's the leaf, who's the one, or who's the one, and I'm not going to put him in my car, or who's the Laka, Jerry, here, Wabaja, Wabaja, and you will have your name, or you have to be heavy name, be careful to tell him, now stop on me, make your money, make me see. Aline, the house for it, only tell it to my terror. She told me, my little bit of the carrier, he said. He said, he said, we have called upon Elohim the way the ancients will do with Kelamot and Spirit. We must proceed this evening very quickly and without hesitation to preach the gospel that we have been mandated to preach. The very reason why we were created, the very reason why Ezra Israel Obukano married my mother, Ugweze, Menobukano, they are no longer with us today because they have done their job. The same way that most of them that fought for us are no longer with us today, they too have done their job. It is now left for we who are in the land of the living to fulfill this very promise, to accomplish this very purpose for which we were born. We are going to preach without prejudice, of course. And I will start this very evening by dissecting the character of an Igbo person and the reason why we are in the mess we are in today. Before I came on air, I saw a very bitter sight that head bridge in Onitsha was being fenced off by the Anambra State Governor. Ill-advisedly, I must say, because you are fencing off Anambra from your relatives in Ahaba, in Anioma, in Aniocha, as it used to be called. You are fencing off your people from Enugu. You are fencing off your people from Imo. We got to where we are today due to complacency, due to the greed of an Imo man, due to our selfishness, due to our crippling and debilitating individualism. We are where we are today because of lack of foresightedness, because of our wickedness. That very gate, that very barrier should be built in a mountain. That very barrier should be built at the entrance into the Afar land in Idoma and in Ijede. It should be built in Ododa, not for Anambra State to fence itself in. As I told you, you listen to the Janjaweed, they have given you a new identity. Before we had Anambra and Enugu, there was only one Anambra. What could have happened then? There is need for all the governors to coordinate their efforts and treat the entire Biafra land as one unit, not all these sub-units created for us by the Janjaweed from the Sahel. That is something that those who are close to Obiano must advise him. That it is preferable for us to see all the governors working together and securing the entire borders of the upper land. Because if we stop them in Lower Benue, they cannot come in into Anambra. If we stop them in Ewankem, Osoba cannot allow them to pass through Benin and come into the upper land. That is called foresightedness to be able to anticipate, to have a reasonable sense of judgment. But it doesn't seem very far. All they are bothered about is to loot. All they are bothered about is to serve their masters, their Janjaweed masters in the north. And the resultant effect is a very warped way of thinking and a badly executed policy. And those barriers must come down. Those barriers should be erected at the borders of Biafra land to allow people to mingle, to travel, to interact seamlessly in Biafra land. Very, very critical and very crucial. The truth is that Igbo people do not plan or think ahead. Only when it is marriage, when they want to contest for political office, or when they are expecting a container from abroad. I am saying this because I can see the effort that Professor Geoffrey is making of WIC in America to try to get our people to reason properly. He is fighting a battle, and it appears to be a losing battle, very sadly, because we never ever plan ahead as a people, and this is the consequences. There is a saying in Igbo land where we come from, some of us come from, not all of us, because Biafra stretches far and beyond the boundaries of Igbo land. Albeit that we are one people but different tongues as the centuries have gone on. These are the same people that said, "No one knows the law of Haki. If you plan ahead, you avoid every pitfall." The warning kept coming that a disaster was about to unfold in our land. Every prophet said it. Everybody, if you have a tangible grasp of history, you should be able to know that what is happening now will inevitably come to pass. We foretold what is going on now. We anticipated it. We announced it to the hearing of the whole world. The entirety of humanity can bear us witness. Prophecy after prophecy, prediction after prediction, what did we do? Nothing. We were more interested in individual survivalism. There is that thing within us. Lack of cooperation. Because those who are piloting the affairs of Biafra are not my relatives, they are not my fathers, they are not my uncles, they are not my children. I have a business in Abuja, I have a business in Kaduna, I live in the USA, I live in Europe, I live in Asia, I live in Lagos. It doesn't concern me, it doesn't bother me. That level of destructive individualism is why we are in the mess we are in today, more than any other people. It is down to a very deplorable and ugly trait in an Igbo person. Very, very ugly. And we must expunge it tonight. We must try, as you try to... Grandmothers are listening. How do I do this now? We must try as much as we can to remove this bad behavior from our system. It's terrible. That is the bane of an Igbo man. Selfishness to the point of destruction. Not just their own personal destruction, but the destruction of everybody. Had we not rushed back to the north immediately after the war, where people were struggling what to eat, there was no coordination, there was no planning. Those who are remembering this week, what they fought for, we frittered away more or less. We destroyed everything that they accomplished due to selfishness and individualism of an Igbo man. The same thing that made it impossible after the war for some elders to rise up and go into Ibibio land, go into Ijo land, ask brothers and sisters to reconcile. Knowing fully well the plan of the Fulani, it was incumbent upon them immediately after the war, in 1976, as soon as Ohanaeze was set up, it was incumbent upon them. I expected them to go into the hinterland, to go into the coastal region of Blackaland and say, we got something wrong. How do we fix it? They never did it. Until I started that very effort in 1999. They didn't do it. And today is not, till today has not been done. I kept quiet to see if they would do it. But they have not. Because of selfishness and individualism. Not that they were, of course, Igbos are very good people. The same way that others are too. But sometimes there is a way you conduct yourself and the way you behave that gives off the wrong vibe and the wrong message. And that is what we're going to correct this very evening, this very morning, afternoon, or night, depending on where you are. Unless it is marriage, about one, unless it is politics or business, we never ever plan ahead. And that is why we are now having Janjaweed terrorists from the Sahel, across the entire Sahel, supported by terrorists who have been recruited into the UN, into our land. We are not a people that learn from history either. We never learn from history. The killing of Biafrans started since 1945. Since 1945, they have been killing us every blessed year till now. I want people to count back how many years since 1945 they've been killing us till now. Because they kill us and we do nothing, they came to us in one, and they came to, we've been battling with them in Ebonyi. Everywhere you go to, they've been killing us in Delta, in Cross River, in Abayo, everywhere there is death. And because we kept quiet over many years, they now realized, okay, we have divided them well enough. We have confused them well enough. We have raised enough saboteurs and traitors within them. Now let's go and occupy their land. That is where they have come. The truth is that the only thing that has been shielding us for centuries is the mercy of Elohim. In heaven, God Almighty. If it is down to the effort of an Igbo man, by now we will be a conquered people because of our selfishness, our greed, and our petty jealousy. These are the facts of life that nobody can escape from. It is the truth. And that truth must be confronted this very evening, because I can see how Professor Joffo is suffering in USA. Every day the man will be lamenting. We need help, we need help. They have come. They don't care in America. They just don't care. But tomorrow now, if they catch any of them and want to deport them, you see they will be crying. Say, well, Americans are wicked. You saw the way the Chinese were treating us. Some of us complain and say it's evil. But imagine the way you treat yourselves. Look at the way those in America that can fund a resistance have just sat on their hands, waiting for everybody to be killed in the village, so they can come back and cut a deal with the Fulani to become the MA to take people's land. That's what they're waiting for. That is the height of greed and the height of wickedness. And you claim you go to church, you go to the temple, you go to synagogue all the time. You go in front of your deity, whatever thing that you're worshipping. And you claim you're an honest person. Every day you bless kola nuts. And you break it and you eat. The marine grass, all that nonsense we talk about. We libate with hot drink. We speak to the human spirit when we pour drink outside during libation. After all of that, our behavior is as rotten as a stinking dustbin. As a stinking dustbin. Because I saw what Obiano was doing today and I felt ashamed of myself. And I said, this is not the great race that Luger talked about. It's not this chaff. I believe that the real Igbo man died in 1970. Everything you've had ever since is just chaff. Counterfeit. Chaff. Because under Igbo Union, if we had Igbo Union would have seen all of these things before. They would have seen it long time ago and they would have made plans for it. But look at where we are today. Nobody knows. Your so-called leaders are hiding, doing conference call, doing Zoom, or is it Zoom? I don't know what they call it.
when you require leadership, they are found wanting. But they will be the ones to rise up tomorrow morning and say, oh, we are the leaders. We are the leaders. They don't respect us. Some of you that grew outside Igbo land that don't know the meaning of respect. There is something we that grew up in the village, there's something called Okini Beribe. If you don't know that, you're next door neighbor. Because some of you grew up in Lagos, in Abuja, in Wisconsin. Some of you grew up in Guangzhou, in China. Some of you grew up in the UK. You don't know what, you don't know how we grew up as children. You have no idea about our culture and our way of life. Even Okini Beribe, nobody will respect you. Nobody. When you speak, people will laugh at you. Children will laugh and will make a mockery of you. Because you are owed for nothing. Look at where we are today. Look at the mess we are in today. And how sad it is. How sad it is that Obiano is now erecting a fence on Headbridge. He doesn't know the history of Headbridge. He doesn't know why some people in Anioma are upset. He doesn't know the reason why Atuzia commanded Biafran soldiers and was as ruthless as he was. The same Headbridge, he doesn't know the history of Headbridge, Onitsha. He thinks it's just something to wake up in the morning and just close it off. Headbridge, Onitsha has symbolism. Because after Murtala Muhammad's second army came into Asaba, Headbridge was blown up to slow the advance of the army. And the fighters and the soldiers we had in Anioma could not cross over the bridge to safety. They were all massacred. Some of these people, we have no idea. When people are upset, sometimes you try and find out why they are angry. I saw a video, a very distressing video, where people, our own flesh and blood in Iguacha, after the war, said that the Igbos shouldn't come back to Iguacha. Iguacha is River State, for those who don't know, Port Harcourt. And I was reflecting and wondering, why would this man say this? There's an evil man. After all, some of people do know, they have no idea about their history. There's a place in Igbocha called Omanhaolu. There is nowhere in the entire Igbo land that a village takes after a daughter. These were the descendants of a woman taken from Arochukwu to be sold as a slave. And slavery was abolished. And she stayed there. She was the only daughter. All of her siblings were sold as slaves. We sold them. That is part of the reason why God is angry with us. If you go to some places in Biafra land, they will tell you, we don't want anything to do with our Chukwu people. They will tell you that. You don't know the reason why. Because of slavery. Because of slavery, you don't know, let me tell you. Some people despised it. This family was taken, everybody was sold, remaining one daughter, and slavery was abolished. That village became Omagaolu, the children of the only surviving daughter. The only place in the entire length and breadth of Igbo land where people are named after a woman. You ask yourself, why are people angry and upset with you? Why? Because of this same thing that is happening to us now. Selfishness and individualism. We were in Iguacha. Those that came from Old Anambra will take those that come from Anambra and take care of them. Those from Imo will do the same all over the place. We never encouraged our own people who are in Igwe, who are our flesh and blood, taken as slaves. Go and ask them if you know this thing, you know what I'm talking about. Most of the settlements in Igwe land are slaves who were there and slavery was abolished. If you don't know, let me tell you. Go and check your history very well. The white man came and had slave merchants across the coast. Who were selling people? Igbo people started to sell their own people. Before the white man came from Europe, we were selling to the Jukuns. That's just the end of the meat, eh? If you don't know, the market is still there. And the other is still there. Some of you have already known, go and read it very well. It's very clean and clear. We sold our own people. So God's anger has been with us some time. God, not the fact that we worship idol, I left the house, eh? Not the fact that we bow before a graven image. God's anger has been with us some time. Why I'm talking all these things is to tell us that our behavior is very bad, especially at this time. Our land is under siege. How can you be saying to people you should be consulted? Who are you, Wonye? To consult you. Jan Jawi is in your father's compound. You have no shame. You know your children are American, but your names are lost. Because all of you in America, your children, they will marry Latinos. They will marry Mexicans. Let me see how you bring them home. I'm giving you only two more generations, you will be wiped away from the face of the earth. Your compound in the village will close down. You are finished. Selfishness. Candidate, your friend is suffering, running all over the place. I don't talk about IPOB. Because we have what it takes to defend ourselves. But we can't defend every village. We can't defend every village. It's not possible. Every year we remember those that died. Every year. After 50 good years, not one monument, not one remember, proper monument, people that can say, oh wow. The one I tried to build in Enugu was taken off it down. With his thoughts. Because I was afraid of all the atrocities he's committed with Biafra. And thinking once this senator stands, he will die. All of you were there and he kept quiet. Of course, when the time comes, he will pay very dearly for it. Doesn't he know that? Of course, he will pay for it. He will pay very dearly for it. It is that your selfishness that is driving you now. They are coming. Some of you in this access to the God, the Anambra State Association in America, can you not to meet him and ask yourself, why is that bridge being closed? And what can we do to save our people? You can't do it. Tomorrow you say you are in America. Tomorrow you go and say, you'll be preaching rubbish, democracy, how to be nice to one another, how to be good and all that nonsense. We have our own faults, sometimes even deeper than those from outside that we criticize. I must tell you the truth. Elohim is waiting in heaven and wanting to see what this generation of selfish Igbo people will do. I consulted with Igbo this very evening, this very first segment. Because if you are the first son of the family, the same way that Anambra is the first son of all of us, Anambra is the beginning of everything. It is their responsibility and duty to rise up and to say, from the lives of Adama of Nri, these are the kingmakers, men of honor and integrity, men of honor and integrity. These are the men that I respect. Because they have no respect for others, but I respect the Adama, I respect him. And many others. Our father is there. All over the place. Or should I say fathers? That we respect. And accord every honor. But not every idiot. Because in Igbo land there is something called Okenye Beribe. You misbehave and you think you get respect from us. You're dreaming. It can never happen. People are not cooperating. The same thing happened in Africa. That was why only 5,000 men took over the whole of Africa. The same thing that is happening to us today. The same way the Janjaweed, the same thing that is happening to us now was the reason why the Fulanis found it very easy to divide and conquer the Hausa people. There is a very slight history I'll give to you later on, so you'll understand it very well. We had a whole year to plan the war in 1967. They killed us after the coup in 66. They massacred everybody. Who planned the coup? Those planning to keep Nigeria one. The same idiots we have today. Nzor who came to make Nigeria one. He was born in the north. After his coup failed, the mantle of leadership was taken over by somebody else raised in the north. My mother got to use that grievance, traveled to the north at the age of 8 years old. So he's more or less a kind citizen. All of them here in the north. They wanted one Nigeria. That can't take you away. Born in Jungle, also the north, they wanted one Nigeria. In the search of the perfect Nigeria, Nsogbu headed a coup. that was part of an Igbo crew. After the crew finished and the killing of us, they now said, oh, Abraham is no longer Igbo. It is the Midwest, Middle Belt, South Belt, Niger Delta, South South. Are you following what I'm saying? It's a very sober, because this should remember our dead. It's a very sober broadcast this very evening, but laden with a lot of information and soul searching, which is the entire essence anyway. We had a whole year to plan. 66 to 70, we never planned anything until the war came. And then we went around trying to buy weapons, trying to defend our land. Then it was too late. By the end of it, 5 million people lay dead. 5 million died. No plan, nothing. The same thing that happened then is happening now again. So in 50 years, an Igbo man has learned nothing. In 55 to 0 years, they have become more stupid than they were ever before. Nobody has sense. Everybody is an intellectual. Even an idiot who for the good file have an office flat file with a warm constitution in it. Now, gossiping, that's what they do. Talk rubbish. Enemies are big, they have come. Can you see them? They have come. You are still busy rapping and talking rubbish, making stupid videos, talking nonsense and acting garbage. Now tell me why I shouldn't believe the regent of the zoo to distract us. Some idiots are in America telling me that they are speaking American Akata accent, talking rubbish. You are in your house. Your place is burning, you want to be consulted. But the white people that built America, they did not wait for anybody to consult them. They drove the British away, built a civilization, now you're enjoying in America. Do you see the difference between a white man and a black person? A white man has shame and honor and integrity. We have none. I tell you the truth. Because if we had any shame, it was any shame. I was in America. How many months ago was I in the U.S.? I said, how many months ago? I was in Baltimore. There was a town hall meeting in Baltimore. The hall was packed, full of all of you. Isn't this in Baltimore? I traveled from Washington, D.C. I think we drove for nearly 2 hours or thereabouts to go to Baltimore so I can preach to you. What did I tell you? I need you to contribute $1 each. Somebody asked why. I said, because we need to prepare. As I told you, in Los Angeles. So, people were in Los Angeles in 2015. I'm talking about 2020. 2020, is that correct? 2020 or not? January, or was it December last year, went to Baltimore. Have you all forgotten? I told you to contribute $1 each. Did you do it? You didn't. Ordinary $1. Being a typical Igbo man, full of selfishness, greed and envy, self-deprecation. What you are thinking is, he did not contribute $1. He was thinking, oh, hi, this is number. If all of us can contribute $1, hey, that will give him maybe nearly $2 million or every month. Or, hey, no. Now they have come to your village. The reason for that was $1. They have come. How many of you paid $1? Ordinary $1. One single dollar. You couldn't pay. But in America, as selfish as Satan, you people are hot, you are evil. Horrible, horrible people. And I wish that one day America would deport all of you. Deport really in the deport all of you. I'm telling you, I wish America can deport. You people are evil. Obiano is building gates at Head Bridge. Some of you are scaring on social media. But in America, you don't know why God sent you there? Look at the Eritrea. It was the Eritreans in the diaspora that saved their country. You don't know that before? You don't know that it's your job? You don't know that was why you went to the USA? You don't have no idea? Because you're not prayerful. No, none of you go to useless Pentecostal churches. You are not spiritual. You are not in the spirit. If you are, you would have known the reason why Elohim sent you to America. The reason why you went to Europe. Some of you think it's to feed your family. Love from your mother, your father, and your children come naturally from your siblings. The greatest love in life is the love you have for your nation. That is why people die under a flag. The love you have for your nation, for your people, is the greatest love ever. Not for your wife. Not for your child. The greatest love is the love you have for your nation. And your willingness to sacrifice anything to keep your nation progressive. Not like this Jew. We can't do it. We are intellectuals, though. All of you were there, Morrissey, who developed a drug for COVID-19. I've been watching one of them. They never said anything. He was ignored. Jan Jawid went all the way to Madagascar to go and bring drugs. Nobody complained as usual. Only IPOB. Only Namde Kanu complained. And then, was this BBC, the channels that ran and interviewed him? And then after that, what? Nothing. You never learn. Every blessed day, Fulani Jan Jawid is telling you, we are against you, we hate you. Every day, they show it in their words, in their actions. That's about what was. And some idiots in America, they want us to buy our wine and coconut and go to music and break it and do the main action. This is what they do every day. None of him will give us the answer. What we will do to you, some of you in America, believe you, me, you know yourself, all things fresh, clean, and live. So your energy can increase 10,000 times. Your jealousy can multiply. No, no, see that, the answer will come. What we will do to people in America, America should be one thing, are you sure you're from that place? Because people are evil. People are wicked. Very, very wicked. Beyond belief. Still, come on, one voice. So you don't know. So in America, you don't pay tax. In America, to defend America. So you think one America comes out with a false woman, he is just from heaven? You don't need his years of research and development. You don't know what of that. I thought you guys went to school. I thought you went to school and you're educated. '67, the same thing happened. We lost 5 million dead in the year 2020. We are still making the same after 50 years. The same. Look at what talking is. Talk about rubbish. Talk about truth-telling. Can you believe? I was never ever like, I never be true. Are you mad? Are you insane? Are your brain cells not working? Let me see the idiot that will come out to say they are contested. Check up on Hawk. Then you bring that money to buy rice and indomie. Now, those people that you want to convince to vote for you, their lives are under threat. Instead of you to rise up and defend your land, some of you are busy giving our land to Fulani. And I was told, what is this? We will get all of you. Check up on Hawk. They say they are busy. They are selling our land. Do you know there is a native doctor? Fulani native doctor in Ogunike. I have his name, I have his video, I have it. Fulani native doctor. That the dead Ogunike Igwe, they connived and gave our land, the land of Biafra, to Fulani. There is another idiot in Europa. Using a registered business to be buying land from people to give to Fulani. These are evil men. Answering evil names. In Abuja and in Lagos, going and doing my opportunity, bring coconut. Let's play on top of it. They don't know the meaning of it. Let's play for coconut and break it like it. They are selling our land. To Fulani, the same actually will not defend it. Every time, every 4 years, they come, vote for us, or the judge will make them govern anyway. That's what's going to happen from now onwards. Do whatever else you like. They have to wait for you in Abuja and choose whoever they like. Couples of MI is giving our land to Fulani elementary schools. There are some things that I wonder what our ancestors will be thinking or feeling right now, to be honest with you. I don't know, to be honest. It's very, very shameful. Very shameful. For us, it is always, what will I gain? Usually. What is my gain? To serve your people, you're asking, what am I going to gain? What is going to be my gain if I go into this thing? Typically, the man. You are mad at his worst. paradise again. And I said to those, I said in 2009, I said to those of them in the north, one of them killing you. You saw those properties that were taken in the north, it is gone. Because once they take over the Biafra land, they will cut off your escape route. You are finished. Fulani despises you to the bone. Doubly so because the Zorro killed Ahmadu Bello, the third one. The Scion, the firstborn of their people. A direct descendant of Osman Dumfodio. You think they'll forgive you? You are mad, you are insane, because you don't know history. You don't know anything. You will wonder why family they hate you as much as they do. Because Zorro killed the third one of Sokoto, Ahmadu Bello. Stop with your threat. He was the you can define ethnic bigotry. Ahmadu Bello's story was out of this world. And the Zorro was trying to save Nigeria. If you want to go back, he was trying to save Nigeria. And is that clear? Yeah? Those trying to save Nigeria would look like now Nigeria, the sea was coming to swallow us. And somebody is in America waiting to be consulted. This thing you people are doing, I wasn't consulted. Hello, please give us Biafra. So we can set an example with those in America that the world may know. You know, the world cowboy movies and they say, no, you can't stop me from coming to Biafra land. You cannot. It's a forest land. Hello, please give us Biafra. We show those stupid bastards where they belong. Mad people everywhere. It's only people. You cannot go and learn from Eritrea. You cannot go and learn from South Sudan. You cannot go and learn from East Timorese. You cannot learn from Kosovo. You cannot learn from Albania. You never learn nothing in America. Just make money. Every 4 years you come home. Oh, unbelievable. We must continue. They said it was just under the goodwill of people because he was engaged in fraud when he was doing Biafra. But we are not all the same. I know that IPOB, we've come a long way. We are fighting for our freedom at the most difficult time in our history, when there is no trust and no belief. The little trust that was left was weakened with his criminality squandered, smashed everything into the ground. So if you're asking our people to help me, it's very difficult. No matter how rich I am, am I going to be able to buy a tank? Can I buy an anti-tank missile? Can I, as one person, buy it? The answer is no. It's a collective effort. Everyone must come together. It's a collective effort. We must defend our land. This is not the time to be hiding and speaking. You can see the phone. They carry AK-47 in the open. They carry assault rifles in the open. It's not hidden. So what are you telling me? Let's talk under the table. What are you talking about? They are in our villages with guns. Can't you see? Are you blind? Are you people blind in America? Are you that blind? You want me to beg you to speak nicely to you before you can rise up to defend your land? Are you not foolish? So in the land you're in, when George Washington was fighting the British, they were begging people. That was something I posted about taking an oath. Adams formed a secret society. They took oath in Massachusetts. You know what the job was? To kill Sabotu Azo. Every Sabo, if you are not with them, they kill you. That America you're enjoying, that Massachusetts you're in now, driving your Lincoln Navigator, your big Jeep. That was how they managed to get rid of the enemy and build a civilization that the whole world is proud of. But you're in America, you learn nothing. This week, remember those who sacrifice their lives and will leave. There will be no movement on the 30th of May until at least 12 noon. There will be a candlelight procession. There will be fasting and prayers. We are going to read from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150. Prayer and fasting for 4 days. Represent our formative days. Starting from the 27th, 28th, 29th. And ending that very fasting and prayer exactly 12 midday on 30th. I remember what our sister wrote. Her name is Mercy. Carlo, because when I quote people, I must give them credit for it. She wrote this very brilliant piece. She wrote about trust and test, trials, temptation, and how fire purifies gold. She said, these words are for men who have proven themselves worthy. Such men, this for a woman. You know, that's why I said that Biafra is the motherland. Is there a woman that can give us, should I say, they represent our moral compass as we navigate this very difficult terrain of freedom and emancipation. Let me read to you what a woman wrote. Such men don't listen to gossip. Such men are not distracted by illusions. And such men don't settle for less. We don't settle for less. Outright victory. They have moved on until they reach their goal. If you truly believe in something, I don't think anything anybody said to you will make you to renounce your beliefs. Otherwise, she mentioned my name. I would have abandoned the struggle a long time ago because our people can be very, very frustrating. But I know they're also very lovely. It takes them time to believe in you, but once they do, once they do, there's no going back. So in a way, it's also an advantage. Maybe Americans are testing us to see how strong we are. If you know them, go and tell them that we're very strong. We are not moving. Our goal is Biafra. Our goal is not to own a car or to live in a mansion. Our goal is simply to go and get Biafra. And then after that, I'll retire and go and see if enjoyment is possible, because I have suffered enough. I'm telling you. You can never see a Christian or a Muslim renouncing their membership of their faith. Even if you saw Muslims or Christians, it makes them to become harder in their belief. If you kill Christians, you get them more compass. It's only in our own that people don't know that God is the religion. The more you persecute them, the more hardcore we become. The more hardened that our core becomes. It's only the flimsy ones. After 2-3 days, they run away. Oh, they give a season. Oh, I was insulted. I don't like the way they insult you. But I imagine it's killing you. That your village. And you're still championing one Nigeria. You said somebody insulted you. And because of that, you can't do the effort anymore. But I imagine it's in your village. They've been killing you since 1945. And you're still a Nigerian. They were killed. St. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome. So we are thrown into drums of boiling oil. Cauldron of oil in Rome. Where you have St. Peter's Basilica. Peter was crucified in Rome. Did that stop you from attending the Roman Catholic Church? I'm just asking. You claim you were taught. Peter was killed. Yeshua was killed. People were persecuted. It didn't stop them. It didn't stop them. How do people have these flimsy, useless, foolish excuses all the time? Before COVID-19, I was begging in America. $1 each, they said no. $1, they said no. In that account in America, do you know what they have contributed to now? $37,000 only. You know me, I don't hide anything. $37,000, that's what's in the account. But if you get with, hey, they are collecting money, they got the, hey, see, they got the money, they are rich, or they have money. Only that, for how many months now? And the money is still there. Kandar, how many rocket launchers can that buy you? Because you know, once you defeat them on the ground, the next thing you see how much they do, they will take to aircraft, Britain will give them aircraft to come and start bombing us. You don't know that. That we need missiles that can bring down aircraft. Don't you know that? You don't know that's what they're going to do? Do you know when they jumped my house on the 14th of September? Nigerian army came with two bombers, jet bomber two attack helicopters, and a squadron that to attack my home. A civilian, I had nothing, not even can afford. They came to, with two. What they wanted to do is let my men kill any of them. They were bombed my village. Exactly what Obasanjo did to Udi. That's what I wanted to do in my village. You don't know that? So you don't know? That any contingency you're making has to include making sure that we neutralize Nigeria's air power. You don't know that? You don't know that those bomb places? You don't know? Okay, let every day they start and you retaliate. You see what will happen to you. They will send Air Force jets to come and boom everywhere. That's what they do.
You don't know that? That's what they're watching for. They have bribed Britain. The British High Commissioner, her bag is full of cash. The US Ambassador, her bag is full of cash. They have made money. Do you think all these things happening in the sea that they are telling their countries? Of course not. Of course not. That's in them. Do you think all these gender is moving to Japan and that the British High Commissioner is telling Boris Johnson? No, she is not. She is not. Do you think this is not sure telling their people? Of course not. They're fighting for access to water to feed their cattle. Let's see what we can do to make sure that they go into mechanized farming. That's what I'm telling them. Oh, some of you, actually think that the British High Commissioner in Abuja has written a dispatch to London to say that the terrorists are moving to the south. Is that what you think? Hey, people are dreaming. We are on our own. We are on our own. A government cannot act unless they get the intel on the ground. Is Trump going to trust me or trust his ambassador in Nigeria? I'm asking a simple question. I'm not an American. Is Trump going to trust me or trust his ambassador in Nigeria? You know the answer to that. And that ambassador is saying, oh, there's nothing wrong, it's just a bit of COVID-19 there and there, they're just moving south. Oh, that's down warning, everything is okay. And then somebody is coming to kill us. And they have bribed every media in the world. They have why is somebody calling? Is this a problem? You know? Why is somebody calling by this time? Unbelievable. He's not even listening, he's just calling, want to talk on the air. Just imagine. That's all the reputation to be done in Grafford, and I'm telling you. They are not relaying any message to their home country. That is the truth. Before heaven and earth, that is the truth. You must understand that they have started the killing. Some of you don't know the killing has started. What they are now doing is to do exactly what the Iraqi resistance did to US soldiers in Iraq after Desert Storm. You know what they did? They started to place, pipe bombs, like toys, like something you can just pick up, like a scrap metal. You don't know it's a bomb. You pick it up and you die. They have settled in nowhere. This is for those who are from nowhere, who are in the US. Let me tell you, you are waiting for it to start. It started already. Bomb exploded and killed 3 people in Imo State. Are you listening? They are testing things out because their boy is in Imo. Hope most of them is there to protect them. People don't know what's going on. 3 US men identified as Elvis Okabo, Tyson Woods, Norman, Justice Adjema. They have all met their untimely death in Imo State. The sad incident occurred as a result of a bomb explosion in a Ziosu community in Ugu, the government area of Imo State. Confirming the incident in case you say it was fabricated, confirming the incident, the police communications officer, Superintendent Orlando Tetupu, said the incident occurred on Thursday about 2 p.m. when members of the community suddenly heard a loud explosion. They rushed the scene only to discover 3 lifeless bodies of the victims lying dead on the ground. That's the day I've come. This is what Mujahideen, this is what they do. It's called an improvised explosive device. That's what they use. They drop it by street corner. You come there, kill them, pick it up, and they will die. And you have people in America that could have helped. And they have decided not to help. They have decided not to help. What the same thing we did was how we sold our own people to Arabs first and then to white people. That was why God cursed black people in Africa. You don't know that. You don't know. Some of you don't know. That our wickedness is... unbelievable. Unbelievable levels of wickedness and atrocities. Unbelievable. This black. Look at USA after the war. They sent money to Germany to rebuild Germany. They gave money to Japan to rebuild Japan. These are white people. They fought war with Germany, but America, under the Marshall Plan, after the war, gave money to Germany to rebuild Germany. white Europeans. Do you see why God loves them? Do you see why God is giving you? Do you see why they are blessed? How about the blacks? We lost the war, courtesy of Britain. Instead of them to say, oh, what they have received is after the war, as there's something called chivalry. They decided not to be, to abandon that very code. After the end of any grown up, of course, wants to go and learn it, they will tell you what chivalry means. They said, no, this is not this, no, this, no, that, and that, that. You know what I mean? I know, even the one, you know, that verse in the Bible, where Jesus took money from those that don't have and gave to those who already. That's what it's after the war. The little we had in Germany, or after the Second World War in Germany, everywhere was built with American money. They destroyed our land. The thing that gives money to the zoo, Nigeria, comes from our land. They now came, they open your mother's purse or your grandmother's purse in the bank and take whatever is left there. And some people wake up in the morning and say they are Nigerians.
Unbelievable.
Things are happening if you don't know. Things are happening everywhere. There was a news that broke this evening before we came on air. There is a group now accusing the Janjaweed, the Fulani, Al-Najri, that they are the ones aiding jihadist genocide going on as we are occupied with the Biafra land. You don't know what's happening in Kaduna. Church of Matala. In Kaduna, there is wholesale slaughter. In Kaduna, Kaduna Christians are being massacred and decimated as we speak. Are you aware of that? No, you're doing one Nigeria. You're fighting for APC and one Nigeria. Christians in southern Kaduna are finished. They have the news broke this evening. Let me tell the people that announced it. It is the Southeast Based Coalition of Human Rights and Democracy Organization, SBCHRO. They said they have alerted the world, including Western democracies, where people have human feelings. You know, no matter how bad a white man is, at the end of the day, at least they have a little bit of feelings. Unlike blacks. What they are saying is that they have told the world that indigenous Christian communities, Hausa Christian communities in southern Kaduna, in several local government councils, hey, they are being slaughtered.
Hey,
people are dying in Kaduna. People are being slaughtered in Kaduna. Like chicken. They have alerted the world. Because you don't have a country. There is no country. Nothing is happening. This is what those in America are praying for. You know that land they are eyeing in the village. Some of them want a piece of land in the village. They are eyeing it. They are now waiting and saying, oh, have the killing started? He's in Minnesota. Asking, oh, have the killing started now? I want to, let me know when it started. That farm belonging to Mr. Gates's wife. Let me see if she's dead. So I can come back and claim it because it's in the family. A black man in America, a black man, an evil man in America, is praying that the Fulanis will come and kill us, so he will come back and claim the land belonging to the uncle's wife.
Unbelievable.
Some of you don't know what is happening. Go into our towns and our villages and see what is going on. Go to Wuhan and have a look. Our land is gone. What you are now seeing in our land is round mud of Fulani, round mud house, tax house. In our land. But you will struggle to find a mud house. Despite being still spare, more or less, after the war. We lost 5 million people. Those in America, it doesn't touch their heart, it doesn't touch their spirit, they are not moved. They are not moved. They want all of us dead. Go to Okwa, you will see it. And these are lands being given by our people. Somebody will come as a land agent. Miguel Fiala will approach him. He will go to the evil, the Eze,
of the village or the PG. That is why there is this craze now about being a PG. You want to be PG, they are looking for land to sell. Everybody says, I want to be PG, is because they want to sell communal land to Nietzsche. Have you wondered where that 100 billion they just in Nietzsche? Where they was, let's say, what they're using it on? Not just to buy weapons, they're using it to buy land in Biafra land. Now you know. That is why some traditional rulers are busy giving our land away to Miet Yala. The one in Opa, give it to Miet Yala. Ogunike! Ogunike! Please, I publish that video. There are those in Ogunike that was talking rubbish yesterday. Publish that very video so you can see it. What is happening? Publish it from the seat in Ogunike. And they are native doctor, they are Indian, they are following native doctor in Ogunike. Giving child voodoo for them to confuse the village. No, and they are confused. That's why they came here to write rubbish. Have you seen your people? These are Igbo, 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 in Ogunike. Traitors, traitors, traitors. Because of money, cash. Treacherous human beings in Ogunike. Talking rubbish. We'll get hold of their PG, don't worry. You hear the story. We'll get hold of him. These are people selling land to Fulani. Fulani is in Ogunike. We have the thing that none of the child can come on air and bring falsehood to the world. They don't know who we are. You think I can sit down here behind this microphone that all of you tell me and I'll be preaching falsehood? Not what I say, I've been telling lies. You are insane. We will get you. The PG of Ogunike. We will get hold of you. And that day, you speak Latin, I assure you. Man, they are selling our land. Selling our land to our own killers. This is the sense of an Igbo man. Selling the land of your ancestors to those who are going to kill you. Those that killed you in Kano, killed you in Jos, killed you in Sokoto, killed you in Jamanchan, killed you. You are giving land to them in Ogunike. So you're smart. You're a smart guy. You're very smart. Now, Ogunike is the Minister of Emirates. They think we lie as they do. The traditional ruler is now dead. And let us warn everybody, any traditional ruler, as the Igwe, whatever you call yourself, if you are found giving land to Fulani, if you are found anywhere, we are everywhere investigating. Any land we go to, we see Fulani, we will ask them, who put you here? Once they say it's the Igwe, they show us the receipt or the Eze of the land, you are finished. All of you writing nonsense. Oh, you know, write more now. You people are taking money to sell us. That's why we're in this mess today. Because had it was a little inconsistent, we wouldn't be there today. Would have been long gone. Inconsistency. Inconsistency. I don't know what you people are doing with dirty money. Taking change. That can't change your... Nothing. What is this madness about owning a mansion and driving a car? What is that craze all about? What is that madness all about, I'm asking you? Why are you people so foolish? Transient things that are meaningless. A car and mansion. You want to have title. Because of that, you betray your nation. You betray your people.
Unbelievable.
So Ogunike is in council and denying that Ogunike is no longer Fulani land, but it is. So they think that I can lie to them. The PG is in trouble of Ogunike. These are criminals. They think they are smart. They want to bring their Lagos and Abuja 419 into Biafra land. You know, India, Magomago, it is their land. I have the video, and I can show them the video of Ogunike. Them and their useless Fulani friends, yes, you are Iraqs. Because American Church has her own in Akawa, I think the Miet Yala have now even recruited people asking Igbo names, go on Facebook and talking rubbish. Show them the video of Ogunike. Mad people. Do you see the cheek, the effrontery after stealing they catch you as a criminal? The Ogunike is in council.
You catch them red-handed, same like the Fulani. They still have the face. They still have the face to come over acting rubbish. That is a lie. They don't know about the video. Do I look like somebody who made an allegation without evidence?
Bunike.
Hey. Two block animals come. Tell. I don't know. Abomination. That is what you get. Who will have the life of any woman in charge? He doesn't know our culture. He knows nothing about our way of life. Absolutely nothing. People are saying land to Fulani. Because they are all compromised. All of them are compromised. All of them. Compromised. And these are the areas one you want to respect. Hey.
Stupidity is a disease.
It's a disease. And let me tell you why. People don't understand us when we speak. This evening I want to prove to you that only a world is seen on this scam that is going on, selling our land to Fulani. You know us, we have evidence. Before I accuse anybody in my life, I have the incontrovertible proof. Incontrovertible. Never changes. These are the criminals. He says he's our leader. Oh, I defend that he's our leader. This man is a rogue. Oh no, Niamh is a criminal. I have the proof.
Oh my goodness. Please, if you have it, you said, go online and check it.
Oh, unless you see the statement about 9 months ago, you know, sometimes they said internet never lies, you can just go and tell everything you want. Even miscreants, that was what he called us then. Listen, that was when Fulani headmen were killing people. People say why? Everywhere. That was when the governor of Enugu State called us a rock and nobody picked his call. Because the Fulani is on rampage. Fulani is everywhere, killing in Gopi Ebola. See what is going on now?
Oh my goodness.
Go, please publish that headline. Evil miscreants hide under headmen to kill innocent people. The Fulanis were innocent. Igbo miscreants. Fulanis are coming and killing us. Anywhere we put up any resistance, they say, oh, they are killing you, innocent people. Who is that statement? Oh, Haneze. Please, probably, I'm not very linked so the world can see. I don't accuse people anyhow. Why would I gain? I have integrity and honor. Millions over the world believe that anything that comes out of my mouth is the truth. And it is. They know I don't lie. Ohanaeze has made a revelation. This is the news, though. Ohanaeze has made a revelation about the rising rate of kidnappings and killings in the southern part of Nigeria. The president of Ohanaeze, Tifuniyawode said, some evil miscreants hide under Fulani headmen atrocities to kidnap and kill innocent people. Exactly what they asked him to say. His Fulani masters. Listen. I say, if I push you, I'll show you have to follow. For I can consider you a god. Everything I tell you is the truth. The same on your word. Word, however, is the traditional rulers, number one, town unions, number two, and local vigilantes to fish the miscreants out and hand them over to law enforcement agencies. Not to fish out the Fulanis who are doing the killings and the raping of our women, which, of course, Dave Umahi, the governor of Ebonyi State, confirmed. Dave Umahi said that they killed the woman and killed the woman in Ebonyi State. So they were telling us that we are the ones raping our mother by killing them in the town. Hey, now you see why? Now do you see why? Do you now understand why we are angry? Why we cannot respect people who are working with our enemies secretly to come? They come and you see them in the open, you think they are normal. Hey, we don't have a time, we must respect them. Rubbish.
They are slaves.
They are their slaves.
Did you hear it? If there is online, not of he issued a statement. We are the Muslims and the Fulani headmen who are in our land are the saints. They are Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, Saint Yusuf. They are now in our land, killing us. And instead of one to call a meeting to say what do we do to defend our land, one to say it is IPOB that is only killing.
Oh dear.
Our hands are clean and we are proving it. They now have a letter. This one is the asset, what's the name? Association of the Southeast Unions. The same group of people. Asset you.
I don't know how God is punishing us. Why are you doing this to us?
They wrote a letter. I'm going to read the letter. I have another letter to read. The main topic this evening from Pandev to Abuja. I'll read it. Another letter for you. This is a letter from the Association of Southeast Towns. The worst word they're calling upon to fight IPOB instead of Fulani headsmen. I'll read it for you. They are writing to the United Nations from any group. There is a lot of garage in Enugu writing to UN in New York in the middle of pandemic. I want to read the letter for you. United Nations Secretary General, U.S. Secretary in New York, USA, the President, they were also the company Trump, two of them, Special Advisor on the UN on the Prevention of Genocide. Now they are not a genocide on the Prevention of Genocide. UN. Everybody was copied in. What is the main heading of the letter? Ethnic cleansing and land grabbing agenda in eastern Nigeria. And who are the people to blame? I'll read it for you very quickly. It has come to our attention that able-bodied young men from northern Nigeria are being smuggled to the southeast and eastern part of the country in droves. This is in spite of the nationwide lockdown and all the rest of it. And they are coming from the north. So it's not IPOB. As they would wanted to make them believe. I'm not writing a letter to UN. Do you know what I find very bizarre about the lack of trust and cooperation within our people is this? You are writing to an organization that is in America, UN, and Trump. Ask yourself, you know, as they would do, you know, in the Western world, when you want to go and register a charity, I'm sorry, even in the zoo, when you want to register a company or a charity, they will ask you in the Western world, are there people doing exactly what you intend to do? If the answer to that question is yes, then they'll ask you to go and join those people. These people writing this, they know they have World Ego Congress in America that is actually registered with ECOSOC and the UN. You know the same people that UNPO registered with in order to represent Bill Masop, was leaked, the latest fraud he was walking about with. WIC is there already. But instead of going through WIC, there is an Igbo organization in America, they wrote it on their own. We want to do our own thing as well. Do you see the problem that we have as a people? Is it very nice? Is it clear out to everybody? Do you see the problem that we have? Instead of writing to WIC, please vote for Igbo Congress. What do we do? We have this one. Can we synergize? Can we cooperate? How can we do this together? No, everybody wants his name to be heard. They want to do their own. Who is asking now? Do you think that you and who is that asking? What was that supposed to mean? The letter did not come from Hanese. It came from an asset. What is asset? I ask you. It means nothing. But your children are there in America under the leadership of a man that is working, the only one I've seen actually who is in WIC that has common sense, working for his people. They could have telephoned Professor Geoffo to say, Professor Geoffo, we have this letter. Help us cooperate for everything. So they know we are speaking with one voice, but no, this one will ask from any group, this one will ask from Oka, this one will ask from Igbocha, one will ask from Ekam, one will ask from Ogudu, Kano Ranch, to the same UN. And they get all these letters and I think, my goodness, are they normal at all? Now you know what is happening. Do you see how we are?
Do you see the way we behave? Do you see what is wrong with us? Can you see what is wrong with us as a people? Everybody wants his name to be heard. Even if you don't have the pedigree, even if you don't have the class, even if you don't have the finesse or the grace to do the work, you want your name to be heard. Why couldn't they go to WIC? They want to, my name is going to appear at the UN. In case Biafra comes. So we will save our children, we're also part of it. That's what they're doing. Do you see how we reason and how we behave? Very, very sad indeed. We look at the people streamlined the way we do things. There is an existing UN registered organization with an established name. That is the World Igbo Congress. Submit your letters through World Igbo Congress, they will deliver them. If you are an Igbo organization wishing to reach out to the US-based organizations, for instance, or any organization anywhere in the world for that matter, if your petition is Biafra related, you go through IPOB. Because we have the presence all over the world. If it's about Igbo, you go through World Igbo Congress. What is wrong with our people? Why all this duplicity? Why all this, multiplicity of organizations for what reason? Do you see where our problem lies? They think they can do it, but they can't. And that letter will be ignored, of course. But had this letter been submitted through WIC, WIC will give them the letter and also attend UN ECOSOC meetings where they can actually discuss it with UN officials. Now you understand me, don't you?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what is happening in Opa. In Opa. The telephone number is everything. Please, can you release the video of Opa? Our people, Igbo people are selling land to Fulani. Obuni came in Opa. Everywhere. After selling land to Fulani, and the Fulani is now coming, the same association of town unions will now write to America. You write to UN, write to Trump, and say, oh, please, help us. But you sold land to them. And then they want to tell you that IPOB is the problem. You should work with your vigilantes. Now, do you see it? Have you seen it?
What you have done to yourself?
As somebody quite rightly said, all truth must pass through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Secondly, it is violently, of course, opposed. And thirdly, it is accepted as being self-evident.
That's what we do. We preach the truth. You may not like it, you may not understand it, but in the end, as well, where we are today, I'll tell you, we'll be here. I told you, where we are today, that they are coming. I said to you, they are coming. You said, oh, if you are there, I said, don't worry, that I do not come. Have they not come? Have they not come, I'm asking you.
And when next I tell you something, you take it seriously.
In a country where there is no president, there is no vice president, that is anarchy and chaos and lawlessness. But if, do you know what they are doing? They are busy lobbying Interpol to try and stop me. Do you know that? They want a man, this is president of the IG of police, Mohammed Adamu, to head Interpol. Do you know that? They'll be shocked how we know. I got this information from Interpol headquarters. They said they are lobbying Mohammed Adamu. As the last one now that they are panicking, they'll be in a state of shock. How come he knows? If I tell them what I know, I will tell them the day I'm waiting for COVID-19 to finish, the day I will do the murder of all exposés about how Buhari, let me tell them something. Buhari had his kidney removed on the second floor of that hospital. I don't want to give them the name. Second floor, he had his kidney removed on the second floor. And when the day comes, I'll educate the world. They want Adamu to become Interpol head. So they can fight IPOB. This is how strong we are. Obuni Tori, you see how strong we are. Not Obuni Tori, please. Your PG, that is the thief. Your PG is a rogue. With your dead Igwe. Your dead Igwe is a traitor. He's a criminal. He's a rogue. The Igwe of Obuni Tori is a criminal. He's an armed robber. And his PG. An will deal with them. The PC, of course. I tell you what I'm going to do before I do it. We'll deal with you, and he knows we'll do so. The PC has no president. No vice. They know it is. Some of them have seen the 45-year-old boy that Aisha is now probably parading everywhere with puffed cheeks. You can see it. That is wearing a mask. Everybody can see it. And I'm asking you, when Buhari was alive, did Buhari take any picture with the wife? Up until the year December 2016, I challenge anybody, apart from the swearing ceremony the first time, show me Aisha Buhari with the dead Buhari, show me the picture. You people, you don't listen. You have no brain, no faculty, no reason. You don't listen to black and this OG, black people. I said, show me now. Now they are doing a first family, sorry. So I said, first family, not first family, but first family. Show me the picture of the old dead Buhari. Show me the picture. Show me the picture, I'm asking you. And show me where. Show me where. Somebody wrote and said, traditional rulers are empowered with cars, money by headers. That's 100 billion. From the Ethiopia. That's where they resume to buy our ego. They bought the ego for it. Bought his PG. Maybe he changed a new car to maybe to Prado. He's talking rubbish. You're a thief. You think along the camera can be preaching to the whole world and preaching falsehood. Is that what you think? When I came on air, when they did the first podcast, I told you that Abba Kyari was in Havana in Cuba. And I told that Abba Kyari was brain dead. They put him on a life support machine. Any day they switch up to life support machine, he's dead. I told you live on air before they announced his death. I told you also, even though you don't listen, I told you, imagine that thing in Asorok will never speak. That's what I told you. Did I say it live on air? I said, he will never speak. She said, but why? I said, I know. That thing there is something in Jubril. Jubril is in Havana. Akaba Kyari was living. The only thing that was in his, give me Jubril. Give me Jubril. He took to Cuba. Didn't I tell you? Did I not tell you? I said, live on air, on this platform, this God-given platform, that thing in Asorok will never speak. That's what I said. Has he spoken? Has he spoken? Forget all the last matters, the Photoshop pictures. Has he spoken? They said he will speak, and I went to my Facebook page and I told them, I am waiting. Let him talk. They quickly cancelled it. So you have forgotten. You don't know how powerful we are, do you? I challenged them. I got them. I challenged them to make a mistake. You know what we do? We push them and we keep pushing until they keep every because of IPOB. Now Aisha is not taking picture with Buhari. They claim Aisha Buhari before 2016. Show me your public picture with your dead husband. Bring it out. Let us see. There is none. You see how we roll? I told you that Elohim will break you into pieces for the sake of IPOB. I said for the sake of IPOB, God will destroy Nigeria. For the simple, do you know why? Because he holds the key. I call it the key of David. The seven senses of David. There's the way you ask God for something. You are holding God. He cannot. He will do that thing for you. David had the secret, and so do I. Elohim said, "You will pay a very huge price." I said, "I will pay anything." He said, "I will give you the alphabet. I will, in front of your eyes, I will destroy Nigeria. I will make Nigeria hollow." That's what Elohim is doing. For our sake. Because God in heaven knows that our heart is clear. Nobody loves our people more than the way we do. Nobody does. We do what we do because we love our people. Nothing more, nothing less. That I don't want to be president of anything. I don't want any contract. I need nothing from anybody. I mean absolutely nothing. Let Biafra come and retire. Nothing. I said nothing. I don't want anything. I don't want the mansion. I don't need your car. I need nothing from you. But to do the will of God. That's all. But But here they don't understand it. If I want to sell this movement, that I sold it in DSS custody. In Kuja they came and I said no. When I came out they came and I said no. Is it now that I'm going to betray you? It's not, you know it's not possible. My father and my mother, they're in heaven watching. And you think I will abandon the affair? When my mom and my father are in heaven watching. Hey, please now. Please, give me a break. We have this Buraka. You know, I'm directing this analysis even to who is the people that wrote rubbish. I bring them free speech. I can never harm anybody for speaking the truth. But if you harm the Biafra, we will harm you. And what Ogunike PG has done in Ogunike is sacrilegious. Giving our land, he doesn't know the hard evidence. Giving our land to Fulani. In all in Oba, the first thing in Oba they are doing. Every traditional ruler, I will announce all your names on Wednesday with your pictures. Everybody that sold our land to Fulani, I will publish all your pictures, the land you sold with the videos, I will do it on Wednesday. So that the world may know how evil you are. We are suffering from the wickedness of those in America. And you're adding your own wickedness on the ground. Where do people want us to go? Want us to go to hell or what? You're challenging me. I told you that Burata is gone. And my dream was informing from the side of the map. Talking about, I said, Burata is gone. Where is Burata today? Where is Burata? Where is Burata? I'm asking you. You're playing with me. You don't even know. Maybe because unless you step there, some people they're thinking, I know him now. I told you that Burata was running to Niger. He's gone. He's not at the front line. Did he attend his mother's burial? He's the chief of army staff. You see how Elohim defends you. Abadiari is from Bono. They killed somebody, I don't even see, but they put him in the ground in Abuja. Is that his hometown? You see, Elohim is wonderful. God in heaven. Elohim is starting this battle. But there is a lesson that God wants to teach people, people I don't want to be a part of. We are begging him, please. There is a lesson, and God is so angry with people that he wants to teach them a lesson. With your plan, you know that's how Elohim works. He always uses your enemies to punish you. I'm asking him to have mercy. We'll cleanse Biafra land. Once he gives us Biafra, we'll cleanse everything. Because we have abominated. Now imagine a traditional ruler. The day he was connected, he was in the market in the village square of our forefathers to defend the land and the culture. The land he gets to Fulani, you know, when he gets to Fulani because of money. Now he's in the grave, he cannot eat the money anymore. He's the PG as they're running his mouth until we catch you. Then you will know. We'll catch you. The Nigerian army that is resulting in attacking civilians, we are in Burata. Nigerians are just useless. It's just when Loretta Omotie, the ex Arnold, in fact, she's playing out, of course, human trafficker. When she gives you 3,000 naira a week for data, yeah, right, love it. Where is Arnold? He started from London. From London, and the Asarot is empty. You are no Buhari, no Sibajo, no Buratai, nothing. And you're still running your mouth. Making noise. You don't know who we are. Your answer is empty. The day we spoke to the whole world is the day this new comes down. Let me see the government of the world that will support high crimes and misdemeanors. I shall go to prison. I shall go to jail. You don't know who we are. We never let go. The thing is, they come. Hey, tell us something else, man. Every time is with Harry. Everybody, they put us up. Rubbish. We stay on it. We are going anywhere. We stay on it. That you may respect us. And no doubt. We are not like anything you've seen before. IPOB is not like anything. In your craziest dreams, you have never seen anything like IGB before. Our madness is on a different level. As I told you before, if you want us to go to the gutter, before you come in, I'm there waiting for you already.
Mad people everywhere.
You blocked us, air, land, and sea. Egyptians, you are flying your jet. British army officers were on the ground directing the attack against Biafra land. Britain enforced air, land, and sea blockade. No food, nothing. We held us for 3 years. Talkless of land that Britain can no longer come. Okay, you are counting on the wickedness of people in America. Okay, I can understand that. They are counting that Britain will not come to help us kill all of you, but your brothers in America, they are so wicked that we know they are not going to help you. The Biafra will come, and every aircraft landing from America will park it one side, under the sun, one side. Now, all those human rights groups in America that will be complaining that there is a standard aircraft in Biafra full of American citizens, start complaining from now. Because those your citizens are wicked. A plane will land because the first airport right in Biafra is Uli. So for symbolism say that is where the first aircraft will land in Biafra. Once it's landing in Uli, in Uli airport, once the state of America will pack it to one side. What? Some will be deported back. Biafra land you abandoned in a time of need. You want to come back. I don't know what. All of you that believe in researching and specializing in rubbish, I hope all of you can see the wickedness of evil people in America. I hope you can all see it. You can see it now. You can see how wicked they are. That Fulani are in our villages. And they are waiting for us to call a party for them so they can dress very nice and come and display Igbo people. Igbo. I see. When the time comes, they will be the ones to complain the most. And we will deal with them. And it is that time, believe you me, that they will know, hey, we are going to fight you now. We are going to fight you. But now, they will not fight you. They will not come now. It is when we have secured their fallen Jews, they will buy that time you will come. The Jews did it as well. You see, our brothers in Israel, you know, we are the same people. It's something. Jews in the same America, before Golda Meir went, they petitioned them. They said, no, that Benjamin cannot do what he's doing. You cannot make Tel Aviv the temporary capital of Israel. No. We want to see Jerusalem or nothing. You know what they did? They never gave arms to Benjamin. But they went and bought arms to go and fight him. Not to fight the Arabs. No. Jews in America contributed money, bought weapons to go and fight their own people. And fight them. Not to fight Arabs. The same thing will happen now. And we will kill all of them. God bring it and come now. You think it's because in America, you watch Rambo, you think it is Rambo. You go and come. We'll teach you a lesson. We'll show you the wickedness of him today. That's your wicked guest now in America will never pay you. And all the servo can never come home forever and ever. They can never come. Servo can never come to their fatherland. If you're right, if you're escorted by 10 armies, you can't come home. Man to bless. Where is Buddha guy? And you're playing with us. Because I know them. We went to primary school together, secondary school. You don't know who we are. We're IPOB. I'm not a father. We're IPOB.
That's the only thing they will tell you. Mad people everywhere. It was one Nigeria that cost us. I'm going to give a letter to you, an open letter from those that call themselves Niger Delta, from Pandev.
I watch them. These days, when they want to mention Niger Delta, there's a type of their tongue vibrating. They are no longer sure because that's the height of stupidity. Once you say you're Niger Delta person, you're an idiot. A complete and utter idiot. You are an idiot in the morning, an idiot in the afternoon, an idiot in the evening, and I'll prove it to you why you are a complete all-rounded fool. Nothing like Niger Delta. If you say Joe, I will understand you, I'll respect you. You say Roba, I will respect you. If you say Soko, of course, fine. If you say you are a DVD, if you are wrong, you are an, I respect you. But to open your mouth and say Niger Delta, it means you're a fool. You are raised in the zoo. You're a zoo animal. Your brain cells are not functioning. Not well. We must proceed. They wrote a letter home
from Pandebo. I call them the, you know, every ethnic group has their own place. They tell you that they are to say you're rough, talking rubbish. When you see here, I am going to speak. You will know. You will know an elder is speaking with authority. Ask him, come back and protect on the streets. We are here. We do. When you hear a genuine elder concerned, you will know. Go and listen to what they were saying. A man I respect immensely, but you don't know right about it. I have a banjo. And of course, I hope that this other young boy coming up in America, that he remains consistently consistent. He may inherit the mantle of Ayadabanjo. They wrote a letter from Elijah Delta. They wrote not writing letters. The same reason why they hated, of course, maybe they have good reasons of hating an evil man. Let us dance. Because Edwin Clark was a traitor during the war. He was a saboteur. The head of Pandev was a saboteur. You know how funny? They know how to arrange to play their game. And I told you, that's why they put two of them there. To play the game of getting them a loyal or an agent with the general come December of this year. Edwin Clark was saboteur. They bought him with ordinary federal commission of information. He became useless to his people. Even at his old age, he cannot repent and say, God, forgive me if I have sinned against your children. Edwin Clark. He's now a letter writer. He's writing a letter. Let us read the letter for you. NNPC appointment. Now they have woken up that there is nepotism. Now that Jigawa actually owns the oil in the southern part of Biafra, now they know it. Now it's very clear. But these are the same people that told you that your man is your problem. Have you forgotten? These are people that said, oh no, your man is bad for you. And I kept preaching to you, telling you, the reason for that is because they want oil and gas. You never listened. Because you're deaf. The same thing, all of you are the same. All of your thoughts are the same. Evo, Ibibio, Epico, we are all the same. The same character. The same bad character. The same bad character everywhere. You are not writing a letter. I'll never read the letter for them. Does Buhari exist? Is there any Buhari? That thing that you saw today in a picture with Aisha, is that Buhari to you? Does that look like Buhari to you? I'm asking you a question. Is that Buhari? I just am not asking you, does that look like Buhari to you? The answer is, of course, no, it is not Buhari. Because Buhari is dead. Long gone. All of you are grown up men, old men, all deceiving themselves. Nobody can speak the truth. All deceiving themselves. If not for a brave evil woman, Dora Kunili, they would have done the same thing with Cheradua. They would have got their mask. Tell the woman of rubbish. Your other boss will defend them. And the impunity will continue. Dora Kunili said no. And she paid with her life. She was poisoned. And you want me to respect you? Dora Kunili has my respect. There's a letter from Pandev with a group of slaves writing to Abuja, addressing, already for you, addressing the continued injustice against the Niger Delta people. Who are the Niger Delta people? As he's talking this rubbish, he doesn't know that Aja and Dimo are part of Niger Delta. Are you aware of that? Are you people aware that Aja and Dimo is part of Niger Delta? One morning is the Niger Delta. They want to say, oh, it's the Niger Delta affair. Igbos are not welcome. But according to official government papers, on those states is also Niger Delta. Imo is Niger Delta. Abia is Niger Delta. They both have oil. Are you following? Do you see the brand of stupidity and idiocy they exhibit in this region? Do you see why Nigeria is in Zoo? Where people with degrees, they read abroad, they went to Cambridge, Oxford. The same thing I also saw that people went to, they come back and they are blamed for some reason. Goes into a reverse. Because of their day-to-day dealing with Alamajiri. You know, Alamajiri contaminates your brain. Let us read. The lopsided appointments in NNPC and ISA. They are not writing a letter. If it is people who are united as one block, one Eastern block, or should I say one Southeastern block, one people, one Biafra, you go to Abuja, what is it you do to you? Nothing. But you cannot do it. The reason why I can is because they are the ones that put, because if a Biafra talks too much, they bring out his file, how he betrayed his people. They have all their files. Ask them what they can talk. Ask yourself, why is Nyamu not complaining bitterly about the Fulani presence? Ask. They will tell you. As it was later condemned, the Janjaweed in our land. Before they said, he will first of all take permission from Al Mustafa and Miyazi Allah. Please, don't, I'm going to say something, don't mind. I don't go to think that what Kami saying is true. Let me just say something. That's what they do. And you think we cover up that nonsense? No, Biafra is in the very Tamil society. Very. Firstly, we wish to extend our deepest condolences to you. These are people writing against injustice. This is how they open the letter. Firstly, we wish to extend our deepest condolences to you on the passing of Malamaba Kyari, your late chief of staff. We supplicate the Almighty for the repose of the soul and the souls of all our countrymen and women who have died as a result of coronavirus pandemic. We commiserate with the families, and these are people writing against injustice. So this is just the first paragraph. Oh dear. While we wish all who are currently undergoing treatment speedy recovery, it is our hope that government and all citizens will take even greater responsibility to stem the tide of, let me go to what they're saying, they're talking rubbish, as usual, talking about Malamaba Kyari. Mr. President, the leadership of PANDEF, Pan Niger Delta Forum, whatever it means, has in the last 2 months again been inundated with complaints over the continued seemingly deliberate and calculated sidelining of indigenes of the Niger Delta region in appointments and redeployments in the Nigeria National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC. When you ask them, why do you hate an Igbo man? They tell he's domineering. Now I'm asking them in English language, what is it that Fulanis took over NNPC? What is the term for it? It's not domineering. No, they are everywhere. It's not domineering. But Igbo man is domineering, yes. But why not Fulani? No, because he said, hey, Niger Delta idiocy. You know, that when you betray your people so much, you keep betraying, you become useless to even yourself. That's what I have done. I say what I say with facts and figures. You are writing a letter. You are calling yourself a Nigerian. And what for me? What Nigeria has done to so-called Niger Delta? With the bombing of Udi, the invasion after invasion of every head of state. Is it comparable to this thing you said the Igbo people did to you? And what are those things? You can't say. Can you? No. The reason why you're answering Delta is because you want to remove yourself from a Igbo man. That is the reason why? Yes. Are you having fun with one Nigeria? If you prefer Nigeria to Biafra, why then are you writing a letter of complaint? So do you see the stating that in Biafra land, every position in our oil sector will be taken by these people? Is that what you think? In a Biafra where you will control the resources in your own land, everything in a Ijaw land belongs to Ijaw people. Everything in Isoko belongs to Isoko people. Everything in Urobo, the same. Everywhere. You abandoned all of that because of your inferiority complex and stupidity and the blood of betrayal. He said, in your bottom marrow is betrayal. You ran to Fulani. Now they have dealt with you. You are now begging and writing letter. I don't have time to read all this rubbish. And these are intellectuals. Intellectuals, my friend. You are pressing advertorials. Let me read it for you, please. These are the people that you know if you want to be in one Nigeria with. Group managing director, NNPC. Group managing director is Melekolo Kiwani. Not an Igbo man, no. Who are dominating them all. You want to dominate us because of our oil. You want to come for Biafra because of oil. How stupid, how insane people are. Who is in charge of oil? Who is in charge of oil? I ask you. It is a man called Kiari. You see, Fulani? As Lugard said, they are spendthrift. They know nothing, their brains are empty. They move cattle, they procreate, and they spend money they don't have. You understand it? Why they need to place their people in key positions? Who is the finance officer of NNPC? Umar Issa Ajiya. Is there any one? No. Who is the chief operating officer, gas and power? Yusuf Usman. One Nigeria with Niger Delta. Are you enjoying it? You're one Nigeria? Are you having fun? Edwin Clark, you are a betrayer. Are you having fun with your one Nigeria now? Who is the chief operating officer, corporate services? Farouk, Garba, Said. Edwin, is that a little one? This was the nonsense they told you. They prepared you with garbage. Garbage during the war. Fed you nonsense. They dress like the Biafran soldiers. They go to villages. They commit atrocities. They say, oh, they're not going to kill us. You see, which is a lie. A capital lie. Now, have you seen it? Now, have you seen it? I'm asking you. Betrayers in Niger Delta. Everybody who calls himself or herself a Niger Delta is a saboteur. Sabote the call. You are a betrayer. I tell you the truth. There is evidence. Who is the chief operating officer? Refining and petrochemicals. These are the magic that didn't go to school. They have no doctors, but they are everywhere. His name is Mustafa Y. Yakubu. Who is the corporate secretary? It is Hadiza Y. Kumasi. Oh, hey, Arewa Collective Forum. All of them. Omar Faruk Ibrahim, Kalamu Abdullahi, Ibrahim Brema, Bala Uliti. Hey, I thought they said, hey, Yoruba, why are you here? Yoruba, I said, not a friendly friend, good people. Yoruba of Tumumbu. Tumumbu, why are you over here? Yoruba. Do you see what I said? They prefer to serve them. I don't know. Is it something in the sea? There was something in the sea that you eat. Once you eat it, you become stupid to the following. Who is the governance risk and compliance? Ibrahim Brema, Bala Winti, Inua Waya, NMPC sitting, Musa Lawan, Maso Sambo, Lawan Sade, Malani Shehu, Muhammad Abba, Abdul Kade. Hey, the whole NMPC, NMPC, the whole NMPC. This was the NMPC in the clip that got me upset this morning, where our people, our own people, a job, Ibe, we are staying in Ibocha. We don't want any man to come back to NMPC to work. I have the video. Now I'm asking you, do you see how everything works? Now I'm asking you, you are from Ibe, you are from a job, you are from whatever. Are you in NMPC? No. Have you seen it? This is an example that treachery never pays. Betrayal is not good. When you betray your people, you suffer the consequences. Have you seen it? That betrayal is not good? You call yourselves elders. See it, man? Edwin Clark, when you are sabotaging the answer, when you accepted ordinary commissioner for information, it will be closed to Fulani, so you'll be the only cop growing in the village, you'll be the only rich man. Have you seen the results? Edwin Clark, as old as you are, okay, so not the energy. Have you seen the result of your treachery? Have you seen the result of so-called Niger Delta betraying the actor? Have you seen your punishment? Have you seen it? Have you seen the punishment in the land? Have you seen, do you know what is happening right now? In Boni? Are you aware this evening what is happening in Boni? You know all those species that were killed due to poisoning? People ate it and they are dying. And IPOB members are involved in Boni right now. People are dying from eating contaminated fish. Are you aware? These are people that we are lied to. Your own flesh and blood, your own brother. Somebody came from Futajalong, from Mali. Traveled with cattle, with mama, came to our land and told you that your own flesh and blood is your enemy. You accepted. You think God will be upset with you? Is that what you think? Do you think you are foolish? It's all for me. All for me. All of the families that are at Kumasi, at Kiari, all of them. And you ask yourself, are the families the best petrochemical engineers you have? Of course, the answer is no. But we see them. That's why they want presidency. It's our turn. It's our turn. Every year, that's all because of this. They produce nothing. They contribute nothing to the economy. They are as useless as a used tissue. Absolutely rubbish. That's why they want power. And who made it possible for them? The traitors that call themselves Niger Delta, you can see it. Anybody who calls him or herself a man, he wants to open their mouth and say, Niger Delta, they are traitors. These are hardcore traitors. I want the light to be shining because you are remembering those that passed. We must honor and remember them. We must honor them. Very, very important. We must honor them. NNPC is gone and they are begging. The oil producing, listen. They said the oil producing zones. I'm reading this part for those idiots that call themselves Niger Delta that say you want our oil. I want to read this from Pandev, from the aspirators themselves. They said the oil producing zones of the south, southeast, and southwest. Oil producing. So now you agree that southeast produces oil. And who are those in the southwest? They are people that our own flesh and blood, our land that was given to Ondo State. They are a people there in Ondo. And they will come with us. Ifson is in Ondo because of all you well. They reduce the boundary to put our people inside Ondo because of all you well. That's how they say southwest. If you hear southwest, you think that everywhere in the west is full of oil. No. It's our land that they give to them. But we don't mind. As long as they come back. And we'll give oil and gas for free. We're not doing anything with it. Oil and gas is the mainstay of lazy people. It's the mainstay of the economy of very lazy people. We are not lazy. We are not. Elohim built radio, Biafra television from nothing. From nothing. So we are creative. We know what to do. Not oil and gas. Ask for economy of people who can't reason very well. To people who run to the economy. Now they are agreeing that Southeast produces oil. Are you here? Oil people, can you hear me? Don't say you want me for my oil. Can it from Pandev? They've actually agreed at last that Southeast actually produces oil. A bunch of oil come from Southeast and gas. They just pipe it underground because no ship can come there into the hinterland and take it to the shore, and then just ship it to the coastline. Simple arithmetic is lost on them. Tomorrow night, one idiot will write somewhere in Arugungu, and that's rubbish. You want, you the address, man, they take your 5 states and go. I say, you're a fool. The problem is Biafra, isn't it? It's Barela, don't speak Igbo in Opobo. Is there anybody in Opobo who doesn't understand Igbo language? It's only done enough to Igbo. I heard somebody mention saying something today about Edo. Edo, in Edo, the other wants to come into Edo, and I'm just laughing at them. And I said to the person, can you confirm to me that Ishan women, Ubaji, that's their name, not Ishan. Ishan women, do they tie to peace rap? I said, yes, I said, of course, they're different. They said, Edo, I said, no. Igodomi Godo is different, not Bin. I went and did some research. The proper name is Igodomi Godo. They are calling them Niger Delta now. Their proper name is Igodomi Godo. That is the proper name, not Bin. Bin is not the proper name. Igodomi Godo is the original name. As I kept researching, Igodomi Godo means the key that opens the key. You understand that? And Igodo is what we call key in Igbo land. I'll get to that later on. I was trying to let them understand that we know history. We know the history. The name is not Bin. The name is Igodomi Godo. Go and research it very well. The name is the English Encyclopedia, for those who don't know. We proceed. Now they agree that that is position as well. NNPC board, it has been called every time only Fulani Janjaweed all over the place. Fulani Janjaweed have taken over. Now they are complaining. Akwaibom produces the largest amount of oil, followed by Delta, Rivers, Edo, Ondo, Imo, Abia. That's how they are. And oil production in the north is 0%. You're complaining. So when you are praying, you are finding out the answer. All a Fulani man needs to do on the advice of the British is to divide you into two. Once they divide you, you keep saying you want us for your oil, they are sucking the oil themselves, eating everything. So when you complain, it's like pouring oil on the back of a tortoise. It doesn't make any sense. You can complain from now till the kingdom come. You complain and you go and sleep. What else can you do? Nothing. When you are defending Jehovah, you know. You're telling me that an Igbo man is so wicked that should they be in charge of any government that they will make sure that an Igbo, I'm telling you, somebody from there will come up and say, this is not good. We won't have it. You call yourself Niger Delta. Niger Delta of Nigeria. Look at the result now. Because I have no shame. No class, no dignity, no self-value, no worth. Keep on deceiving yourselves, calling yourselves a useless name that has no meaning. They'll be calling you, Fulani will be, look at them, Fulani, treating you like a child, going, no, what is the meaning of the name? You can't tell me. You are from Nigeria region. And you think these are our people, no, they are all an imaginary, on 3,000 a week, to write in rubbish. That's why I'm very, very glad with what IBB family is doing in Bayelsa. They are doing marvelously well. They copied everybody here. They CC'd everybody. They copied Senator Ahmed Lawan, Femi Bajabi Amila, Ovia Omar Agege, Chairman Senate Committee. Everybody was copied in. This is the thing about these people that I don't understand. Listen carefully. You see this pandemic, why I hate them with a passion. You see, anybody, I told you before, if you call yourself Niger Delta, you're a criminal, you're a rogue, you're a thief. Take your walk. God will punish you. God will punish you. Do you know that Fandes wrote a letter? In that letter, they said that South is only producing. Is that correct? But now, listen very carefully. When they were sending out the letters, there is no Southeast governor copied in. Let me tell you those they copied in. They copied in all their Fulani masters. Odo Emmanuel is there. Diri is there. Bayelsa State. Ayede is there. Cross River State. Okowa is there. Delta State. Obaseki is there. Edo State. Edo State. Wow. Wike is there, of course. River State. How about the governor of Imo State? Not there. Albeit from Federal High Court in Abuja. How about the governor of Abia? He's not there. But they copied in every other governor they claim produce oil. And this letter is coming from our own flesh and blood, fellow Biafrans. You see what shame has done to them? You see what shame causes? Out of shame, all of a sudden, Pandor cannot copy in as a state governor. But they copied in, every other governor that has, they claim produce oil. Non-female. You know when you commit a crime, you become ashamed of yourself. That's what they're doing. And I'll be on the case of Niger Delta. As long as you call yourself Niger Delta, you're an idiot to me. I don't regard you as a human being. And the more you remove yourself from Biafra, the more fun it will do with you. I pray that we conduct a plebiscite and majority will say, Joe is not in here. We want to go with the law. They will colonize you. They will subdue you. They will use your mouth to drink contaminated water from oil head. Useless set of people. You think I'm there to pet idiots? Think I'm there to massage the ego of fools? You must be doing. Look at what I'm doing to you. Oh, out of shame, you can no longer say, oh, let me copy in as a state governor. It has, or copy in the Supreme Court governor, of Imo State. You couldn't. You can't. You can no longer do. Out of shame. Now you know that betrayal doesn't pay. Now you know that betrayal does not pay. If you keep betraying people, you will lose. That's what has happened to you. Shame on all of you. Let me see the useless mouth you open to tell me about Niger Delta. Shut up or welcome. We Niger Delta. Who's Niger Delta? I'm asking you. Who the hell is Niger Delta? Shameless people. Shameless idiots Who the hell is Niger Delta, I'm asking you? Define Niger Delta for me. What does it mean? Is that a new? Ogoja is Niger Delta? Ogoja is Niger Delta? People are mad. Insane people everywhere. And somebody wrote in the newspaper, a civil rights group, human rights, is not everybody's looking up. You are giving all the positions to Fulani. If you send a Igbo man who is in charge, who is the president of Nigeria, and you give remember, Yoruba said the reason why they voted for Buhari was because they didn't have any presence in the government. Not minding they had positions there. Not minding. What time is it, please? The time now is 10 minutes. We've gone for nearly 2 hours. Unbelievable. I didn't know that. And it's going on very well. Do you know that Yoruba said the reason why they did not vote for Jonathan was because there was not enough Yoruba in it? But now, what is happening? The vice they have is missing. Is it not missing? They are collecting money. I think it's worse minds and all the nonsense. They are not happy in the government. And the poor people are suffering. There are poor people everywhere. Even among the Fulani of Alamaji. Instead of all these poor people to sit down and say, enough is enough. Every time, respect the elders. But the elders are the ones killing us. That they want killing us, that they want selling our land to Alamaji, that they want now begging. After betraying Biafra, they are now begging for Fulani to have mercy. And maybe give us your position now. And they are not dominating you. Is anyone who comes to you, but you start running your useless, unable to talk about this with your useless mouth, stinking mouth. You're talking nonsense. Niger Delta will walk mad people everywhere. Yes. They have taken Fulani has taken over everything. Now you people have woken up. Everybody's now shouting, Fulani this, Fulani. So you never knew that before? You never knew that before? Or you are too hopeless and too stupid to understand this CNG, black people cannot reason very well. You can't reason. There is an opportunity now to correct everything. The opportunity is there to fix everything. Once it is out in the open that Nigeria has no president, they can no longer hide. When is that boy going to speak? This is the president to talk. And which software will they have will not have? I am asking after all, which software will the Chinese have that we don't have already, waiting for them? Ordinary picture, you've been trying all this while to Photoshop yourself into relevance, is failed. Every picture you bring out, once you look at it, we tell you where the faults are. Everywhere. And as I told you, once you see a picture, quietly go to that picture and keep magnifying it, expand it, you will see that the face of the idiot wearing a mask will dissolve. That's why you can see. To let you know that it's all fake. All fake. Are you telling me how? Now make a hell. They think they can insult us. It was very stupid. He's a psychiatric case. They think he's a terrorist. We'll stop. You don't know that is where we get our energy from. If I'm not a madman, I'm not an agitator. Well, is an agitator normal? When you're fighting for freedom, are you normal? Can't be normal. In fact, fighting for freedom. In simple everywhere. These are people from the south still begging the north. One, Enaho wrote, is a veteran journalist and activist, Peter Enaho. He called for restructuring. And I'm telling Mr. Enaho, you are wasting your time. There is nothing like restructuring. We are not interested in your stupid restructuring. If what Fulani are doing to you is not enough to tell you that you should go your own way, that means you're even a worse fool than I have thought. They say insult me. Why would I insult you? You're a black man, you're stupid, and I want me to tell you that you're intelligent. Is that what you want me to say? It's nice, so I don't do that nonsense. I don't. I have no time for idiots. How can you be talking about such in a country where a Fulani, a president is dead? There's no vice president. A woman who was not elected brought her lover into the villa. Are you insane? Are you mad? What are you restructuring? It's not a broken head. I'm going to go talk about restructuring. Let's restructure in policy. Are you insane? Some of you cannot speak very well because you are compromised. Allow us to speak because we are not compromised. allow us to speak, we are not compromised. And remember somebody said, hey, he's been bribed by ABC. You think I've been bribed by ABC and say all the things about them, they will not tell the whole world the day we talk. You don't know that? No, some of you are too dark to you to be able to reason that through. I had a people who that Peter and Nahor, go and tell yourself and your friends we are not interested in any stupid restructuring. All the nonsense about region, 1960 constitution, rubbish. We want outright independence. We are going to conduct plebiscite, referenda everywhere, every formation, every nation will ask you in simple English, do you want to be part of Biafra? Yes or no? If you say no, we say bye-bye. But the day the Fulanis will come to take your land, will not come to help you. Simple. You think you are begging? Why did you beg anybody to be part of Biafra? Why? No, we know that after 6 months of Biafra's independence, you'll be begging to come in. You'll be begging for Peter to come. Why was I begging for what? People that fought resisted the whole world for 3 years. Russia, Britain, Egypt, OAU, Yugoslavia, name it. You think we beg you to come and join there? You are insane. See no any mad people everywhere. And in the middle of all this nonsense, people are busy selling our land. Selling our land to Fulani. And you want me to be happy, to pamper you, to tell you you're a nice person. Oh, how nice you are.
Oh, unbelievable.
My happiness today is that even clans in Edo and the great Benin, I love Benin Kingdom, I've been saying it from day one. I love their tradition, I love their culture. It's Igoromigoro, of course, it's not Benin. Igoromigoro, I love their culture, I love their warriors. They went to war, they fought like the Biafras, they fought the British. They fought the British very well. They are the owners of Lagos. They called it Eko. Omo is a Benin word, so to say. Igoromigoro is their name. So you don't know that? Omo is a Benin word, it's not Yoruba. For your information. For your information. And I was asking, as I was doing my research, I went and I asked, what is the meaning of Asian? And somebody said, Asian means the people of God, Umuchubu. Ha, I said, are you sure? They said, it's Umuchubu. But then I did further research. I went to the map. And I now saw the reason why some Asian people said, Asian, I think it's called, that they are not Asian. That their actual name is Ubiaja. And there's a place called Akaha. These are all Igbo sounding names. And then I looked at the map further, and the map is now telling me that Asian, they are called, the name is not their name, because when they accepted the name, they call them Ewu Asian. Ewu, which is good. I saw it in the map, I was flabbergasted.
And look at from Asian to Ebanke is not very far. Not far at all. Unbelievable.
They are Umuchukwu Chineke.
Somebody said they are. Oh, dear me.
There are speakers of truth everywhere, and I must recommend them. As I said, the young Yoruba man, if he continues that way, our own Simon, if he continues that way, and many others, which I shall go through later on. FN is doing very well. They are the ones who are going to vote. These are the people who are going to vote. These are the people who are going to vote. And I want us, please, to accept this very fact that these people are the ones who we should be listening to. We should be listening to them. We ought to be listening to them. These are our people, and they are doing a very marvelous job. A very wonderful job. A very wonderful job. We must, as a matter of fact, listen to these people. If there is one of them, I want to be able to assemble all their names. If I have saved my room's diary, you must go there and listen to him whenever he's on. There is our brother Murphy Uyi Ovisto. You must listen to him. at least, and have published their pictures and their names. We must, these are the people that tell you the truth. And I hope they remember that well. Every day you deviate, straight up or out. Every day you deviate, you are gone. Remain on the truth, always, with no hidden agenda. I said, no hidden agenda. Remain straightforward, no hidden agenda. No middleman. No, no jokes. Please. And I will start from the. I will actually start, let me see if I can start from the beginning. There is Biafra Child, you know Biafra Child, Wachineke. You must listen to Biafra Child, Wachineke. There is Onyema Chioba, doing a very good job. There's our sister, Tamonotonye, you must listen to her. You must listen to her. Efe, Owanobo, Efe, you must listen to her. Again, our sister. I watched her today, I couldn't stop laughing. Oh wow, Sophia, how about it? Hey, this one is one woman riot squad. Oh my goodness, we love them. We love them. And our dear sister, the freedom fighter herself, we call her freedom fighter. You know her very well, Faith Ogala. These are the people to listen to. They are the ones that will tell the truth uncompromisingly. Uncompromisingly, they speak the truth, and most of them are from Edo. So, Edo, there will be a place besides. If you want to join me, join. You don't want to join me, you go. As simple as that. But in any case, the crown or the throne of Igoro Migoro will be respected, revered, and adored always. As I've said, it's a culture I have so much respect and admiration for. And we'll keep it that way in Biafra, even enhance it more. But we can't beg anybody. We are not in the business of begging people. Why? Please, we don't beg anybody. The whole Niger Delta nonsense must stop. If you look at the map of the sea, it tells you very clearly that in actual fact, the southeast is in Cross River State. That's the southeast. Igbo land is the five states in the middle. And Anioma all the way to Ebanke is actually the east central. They are the central states in the east. And then you come down, you have the south of Biafra, which is Akwa Ibom and Ijoland. Very simple. But they keep changing. Nigeria has no north, but it has south. You know, there's no north in Nigeria. What you have is northwest, northeast, and middle belt. There is no north. But in the north, there is no north. But in the south, there is south. Not only south, but south. These are some of the things that I expect people to be able to listen to, and not that they're playing us. And there's anybody telling me, Port Harcourt, I will block you. I will not talk to you again. A white man cannot come from Britain to give me a name. I don't subscribe to that rubbish. I don't buy into that inferiority complex. We don't buy into it. But what of Zibuachan? If you write in IPOB and you say it is for Harcourt, your post will be deleted. Your articles will not be published. There is nothing like Port Harcourt. Nothing. It is Zibuachan. That's the name. I can't go to England, go to Liverpool and call it Port Harcourt. Are you mad? A white man to come to your land and his Port Harcourt. I live in PH.
Fools everywhere. Fools everywhere.
What is your name? What is your name? Igbocha? If you don't know, not Port Harcourt. Harcourt is dead. He's a man. He was a morally bankrupt, depraved man that used to sleep with little boys. You don't know that? That's the name you're answering, saying you're from Port Harcourt. Mad. Is it Igbocha? Because it's an Igbo name, you don't want to answer it. Because you're Niger Delta. Mad lunatics everywhere.
We continue. Because I came across also a piece of very wonderful news this evening.
The names and their meaning. What are the names and their meaning? And it was written by a Guardian newspaper of all people. Are you listening to what Guardian is saying? They know the truth, but they're hiding it. And I want this thing everywhere. So I can give it to a market to post everywhere. Open it and show them. So that they will know.
Ngenzi you are going in mad people. You are evil, you are hiding your evilness. You are afraid. Maybe because of the stupidity of those in America. Because of that, I will say, oh, I'm no longer evil. Because the evils in America are stupid. I will say, I'm no longer evil. Nonsense people everywhere. According to Guardian newspaper, naming a child is very important in a parent's life. The name forms the basis of the child's identity. Give them the news, your name is who defines who you are. When my kids are, they go outside and they are missing. You have to open, he said, my name is in America. You know where they come from. Once they open their eyes, what is your name? My name is in America. What is your name? They look over, my name is in America. You know where they come from. Not where my name is Syria. And then the next question is, but where do you come from? I could thank you, Guardian, for writing this. Guardian is one disease, an establishment paper. These are the people that support evil. But it doesn't mean when they write something decent cannot read it out for the whole world to hear. We'll read it. Naming a child is very important. It's a very important decision for a child's parents as the name forms the basis of the child's identity. Now, do you understand it? Why Port Harcourt must be water? Not Port Harcourt. Igbocha! I know Yoruba newspapers, they'll be writing Port Harcourt. You know they're very vindictive and evil. Spiteful and evil. As you guys said, always conniving, always conniving. Seditious. Nothing to the world's head together. That's their job. Seditious. It's Igbocha. The evil people, according to Guardian newspaper, an ethnic group, native, listen to Gabiano, native to the South Central and Southeastern Nigeria. So they even know the truth. And by Southeastern, they mean Cross River. South Central, they mean all of us, all the way to Wanke. Because the man is saying, I do this, I do that. I'm asking him, are you aware that there are Igbo people in Edo State? Do you know the Igbo people there? So when I come for my diploma, I'm not coming for you. If you want to come, you come with us. Not by force. But a man came to Iwakere. That's Obomudia, because Obomudia's mother is from Iwakere. He took Iwakere into Edo, into Bini, into the court, all those things that they're doing there. They were, we are not abandoning not 1 inch of Igbo land, not 1 inch. It will be abandoned. It's left for people to say we want to be. Then they can go. And the day they said they want to be, we delete them from memory. They can never ever belong again. So when we are coming to Edo, we are not coming for you. The idiots that drew up the Edo map, Edo State, they added our people there. Okay? They added our people there. Very important. So they know that we occupy the South Central and Southeastern. No, they know. South Central and Southeastern. It's very clear. You cannot hide it. There are some things you cannot hide. It is the truth. Absolute truth. You cannot hide it. There is nothing you can do about it. The map is there and very clear for the whole world to see. Afineka, Igbo land, Aniocha, Igbo. Just Anioma, Upuane, Igbo land. Isoko, that only is for information. Isoko is Igbo. You aware of that? Go and do your research. Uwe was also there, but one thing tied us together. All our mothers, they tied 2-piece wrapper, don't they? Headscarf and blouse. Something you don't find anywhere else. That is what makes us unique. So, I would say Asian, Obasi people, which is Asian, for now, go and check. If your mom, those that went to church today, if she tied 2-piece wrapper, if she did, then you're one of us. You're part of this family. It doesn't matter what the Oba of Benin says. He only has one vote. Oba of Benin, that I respect very much, only has one vote. When there is place beside, not as you love, have two votes. It's only one vote. You vote if you want to belong to Biafra or not. If you don't want to Biafra, then you go. Then we continue our job. But the day you ask for visa, we will not give you. We must also this nonsense, Niger Delta rubbish and South. And I'm glad that respectable Igbo and Igbo elders have commenced very deep consultations with other clans of Biafra land, because Biafra will never be like the zoo. As I've said, let me repeat what I said before.
Biafra land can never be another zoo, Nigeria, never. Everybody will be on their own. I said on their own. You run your land, you make your laws in your local language, how you deem fit. And that local language that don't want to go, we want to make it is never a fit. No. AC people are also DP people. Because they've been playing with us. I have the history here, and I'll give it to you very shortly. I will. But the nonsense happening at Head Bridge must stop, please. And there are many, many things that the whole world needs to see. Those who are killing us and those who are supporting them. I have a letter here from Pastor Okemwa. It's an internal memo that he wrote to all pastors in Middle East region. I don't know which one is Middle East. It's our new name. This is the Yoruba Church. I have nothing against the church. They can do whatever they like. I believe in freedom of worship. Anything you want to worship is your business. You can go ahead. But this one now, our new name now is Middle East. I can see the letter here. Please circulate this very letter. Before you know it now, tomorrow they'll start saying Middle East. And we'll now come to Middle East. I have to meet you saying, I'm a Middle Eastern. You know how we behave. Don't give us a name. Once you give us a few champions for that name, they will emerge. They will say, I'm a Middle Eastern. They are not calling us Middle East. According to Redeem. May the Lord be gracious to you as we continue to labor in His vine. Where the Lord has a vine in the zoo, I have no idea. But as a matter of spiritual urgency, we should be making in our family closet red flaming altars of intercession for Nigeria. This will have a problem with them. They have come again. I don't know. This is where I have, if you see the ground, they know that Biafra is coming. Now, what is this Yoruba Church doing? Is writing to our people because they know how valuable some of us can be. Do you see my problem with them? Saying they should erect altar, flaming altar, with firewood and I don't know what else, sacrifice with cockroach, I don't know, I have no idea. To pray for Nigeria to be what? Do you see my problem with these people? When I speak that, I like to but I have my flesh and blood from there. I can't say people that is part of me, I cannot. But do you see what they are doing? Can you see what they are doing? Writing for inter because they know that Biafra is everywhere. They are now writing things urgent. Pray for blood of Jesus on Nigeria. Do you see? Do you see? I won't say much. The person that wrote is a labor man. He's a local man. He is the pastor for Middle East region. Not even like an artist. Amen. Unbelievable. When we speak the truth, they say we are attacking Yoruba pastors and no, I'm not. But anybody preaching one Nigeria, asking us to pray for Nigeria, you're asking for our trouble. Pray for one Nigeria in Yoruba churches in Yoruba land, not in Biafra land. I'm not telling people right this night, any pastor, any church, any priest that says pray for Nigeria, people should run out of that church is another. Let me go there again. Which Nigeria? What is the meaning of the word Nigeria? Where does it come from? The Nigeria that took over the role of NMPC that people are begging? The same Nigeria, I'm asking you, that is bringing ganja weed, open their borders in the north. They close the borders in the south. You people in the south, are you people that stupid? You don't listen? You have no brain? They close your borders, but the borders in the north are open? Oh God. I want to listen to this pastor. He's a Yoruba man. Let's listen to him. Hear what he has to say. He has something very important to say. I want to play it for Yoruba people. I love this man. He's Yoruba, but I love him. I love all the banjo. I love him. Men, every day, any time, morning, noon, and night, you call them, they stand up, they are still saying the same thing. That is what I call consistency. That is, those are the people that earn my respect. Not those that come with the wind. When the wind blows, they change. They blow there today, they go. It blows there tomorrow, they go. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. Let us listen to this Yoruba pastor. And hear what he has to say. Very, very important, please.
Yoruba land, not for Fulani.
Listen.
If you attack, attack back.
You tell me Yoruba?
The book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Are you listening?
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the Lord thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Yes.
Yoruba youth, it is time for you to wake up, to form a formidable group within your localities, and be ready at any time to defend yourself.
This is a priest. These are the priests that I like. A priest speaking the truth, talking rubbish. He never said one Nigeria. Please, he said, let this very video everywhere, put on my wall and the machines. He said, Yoruba man, these are the people that I love and respect. Not those from Sierra Leone. You know that's a little bit from Sierra Leone. Like the Tinubu's and the Okoya Thomas. They came from Cameroon. Sorry, from Sierra Leone. Let's continue.
From Fulani's and total Islamization of Nigeria, and make Oduduwa Republic a reality.
Oduduwa Republic.
Yorubas, how long are you going to remain dumb? To believe lies of pastors and governors and cabals?
Are you listening? This is the minister of God. Saying that, asking Yoruba youth, how long are you going to listen to lies from pastors from the church? For how long? Ask you to pray for one night. This is a man of God. This is a pastor, a Yoruba pastor. Let's listen.
Yoruba land, not for Fulani, in your localities, and be ready at any time to defend yourself from Fulani's and total Islamization of Nigeria. And make Oduduwa Republic a reality.
Yes.
Yorubas, how long are you going to remain dumb? To believe lies of pastors and governors and cabals and coward overs. Pastor Enoch Adeboye was the booster of RCCG and not founder. He was the man that derailed Christianity in Nigeria, especially in Yoruba land. I am not judging, but he created classical and modern Christians in RCCG that made many people to fall to the trap of Satan through fornications. He commercialized school churches and deviated from the way.
Now, that one is religious politics. I won't go into that. Are you listening? Very well. Your daddy GOs have trapped your brain as the cabal is messing you up with ganja weed. So is your daddy GOs writing to you, telling you to put up a flaming altar of Christ in the blood of Christ to pray for one Nigeria. You will drown in that blood of Christ. You will drown inside it. Take a walk inside that blood. One Nigeria is killing everybody. The same Nigeria that is killing everybody you're asking people to pray for. Do you have conscience at all? Is it because of the money you have? You see how these commercial pastors, all these people, these sons of Satan, say their pastors. Some of them putting on bleaching. Now, like you see that, the preacher released of him. You know what I said? When they shine the floor for you, you're gone. They shine the table. It's not like a mirror. Look at Usiba, the only reason is now white. As white as Michael Jackson. Look at Usiba. Usiba is now whiter than Michael Jackson. Somebody knows where they put him. And I still believe that it must have been him in that grave for Abakiari. I think it's Usiba Jovis there. Yoruba pastors must repent. After all, he's empty. Where is your president? I'm asking them. Where are the people making it possible for the Janja to invade our land? Where are they? Are you people telling me that your Nigerians are blind? You cannot see that the coffin they used to bury Abakiyari, there was blood inside it. Are you all blind? Are all of you blind in Nigeria? What is your Fulani giving to you people? All of you are cowards. You do nothing. You support evil. Whose blood is in that coffin? If you tell the Tibajo, then bring the Tibajo out. Let us see. If you are telling me that they did not shoot a Tibajo in the head and bury him and bring him out for the show, now Tibajo is standing to white like a ghost. Bring out Yoruba to address the world and speak to Yoruba. Allow him to go to his village. Let's see. Yoruba is dead. I'm telling you the truth. Because once they start bringing out, because there is no need to Photoshop a picture. Only if they want to play a game with the world, if they hold Yoruba back, they will say, oh, now the camera will complain and say Yoruba is dead. So at the last minute, when he wants to expose
the dead Buhari and the scam going on, they will bring him out. Oh, can you see? As long as he's alive, he's lying to you.
That could be the only reason. That's all the same. Osubajo, I don't know you as to be a man of light skin. Or I don't know you as a man that puts on bleaching cream. As a, where's that, the name of that pastor that put on his cream that Jibril used to like so much. That pastor, I don't know his name. He loves cream, a bit of cream, and it's his machine, kind of thing. Now, I am asking them once again, where is Yemi Osinbajo? Why is Boss Mustafa doing his job? Nigerians, you claim you're educated. Nigerians, you claim you are enlightened. Nigerians, you claim you are polished. You are, you went to the intellectual. You blew file, flat file. You carry flat file with a Roman constitution inside it. Talking rubbish. Intellectual. Where is Osinbajo? Where is Yoruba? Where is your son? Unless you're in on this Jubilee now, unless you're in on this Fulani fraud, where is your son? We don't want him was in a meeting. Can't you see his picture? Can't you see his video? We want to see him outside talking to people. A live press conference. Look at the blood-stained coffin. Look at Osinbajo's picture. I posted it earlier. The table is now shining. They have the Fulani Osinbajo with so many bottles of water. You think he's advertising table water, pure water inside the asshole, come on. Look at the bottle. He's now, I don't know, he survived COVID-19. Did they ask him to start drinking water? Now they now use bottled water to decorate. It's the new intake now, bottled water. Someone losing me. He's now a bottled water man. The first mask he's wearing is up to his eyeballs. I don't think this man is alive. I'm telling you the truth. Because it won't cost them anything to bring him out. Why are you listening to this man? This man is a gentleman. Why are they suffering him? Why have they done this to him? Why are they bringing this man? What did he do? Who is he offend? Who? But Yoruba cannot look for their son. Very, very sad indeed. And I told you that Aisha is in charge. I have to preach. Oh my God, I have to preach this gospel. If I have to be that 5 hours, I'll preach tonight 5 hours. I must say what I have to say. If you're trying to go to radio and listen. Buhari goes off and cancels appointments, approvals made by FPI. Have you seen the news? Oh, Buhari did not cancel it. So Buhari is afraid of Amakiyari. So all of the sudden Amakiyari is dead. Buhari is now canceling all Amakiyari appointments, which is to say to you that Madam President is now in charge. Madam unelected President. Aisha Buhari. Her Excellency. Madam unelected President, Her Excellency Aisha Buhari is not in charge. Remember those times that you saw those videos where Aisha was complaining that those in appointments, those that got power, did not work for APC. Now she is putting those she feels works for APC in the rightful positions. She is now in charge. Are you telling me that the old dictator with kidney failure, I know the exact word where he was. I know. Are you telling me that Buhari was frightened of Baba Kiari, that he could not reshuffle the appointments? Now they agree. Do you see that Nigerians are stupid? These are the worst set of idiots in the whole planet. Can you actually read the news? The headline says Buhari goes off. Cancels appointments, approvals made by Nefa Bakiari. So it was Abakiari that was appointing people. Now you know. When I told you that he was the de facto president, now in death they have confirmed it. Do you see Ogunike? Do you see Ogunike PG? Do you see that one lie? Nambekan doesn't lie. They brought out one Yoruba idiot yesterday. He's a psychiatrist. He's a psychologist. He's a, why won't I be angry? And the psycho. You are in a zoo. Who is normally in a zoo? Who? I ask you.
Look at them. All of a sudden, now that Yari is dead, even the journalists, right, even people quoting from us, they are so dark, don't know anything. Buhari goes tough. Tough now that Abba Kiari is dead. Cancels appointments made by who? By Abba Kiari. Not you, the president. Who? Hey! Zoological Republic. Do you see why they are fighting online? Do you see why they are struggling every blessed day? Every day they are struggling. How do we stop the POP? How do we recognize the Kano? They photoshop all the pictures in the world. They get to revive idiots from school where there is no light. To talk rubbish.
They don't know that IPOB is on the oath. All these things, all this nonsense, you're right.
Yeah, you're in the UK. You're a coward. Come back.
You take IP.
So they think you're taking private it. Stupid, idiotic, evil men especially will latch onto it.
Is that what you think? Is that what you think? Elohim has destroyed this zoo because of us. We have destroyed Nigeria. You're not going anywhere. That idiot is there taking Eden Fitri with a mask. Being all that only in Asarok, he cannot speak, he cannot travel abroad.
You are trapped inside Asarok. And I'm sure before 3 years, Asha is still a young girl, she got pregnant again. Asha is young. And in Islam, they cannot do abortion. So let me see what she's going to do. She'll get pregnant soon. What about that him? Then I'll see you. Maybe they'll say it's you know, idiot in this room. I've never said it's Holy Ghost. That God has shot pregnant. It's Holy Spirit. You know, they are fools. And you just believe it. That small boy will impregnate you. That little boy, I have. Look at his eyes. All that you mean, he will impregnate you. Your eye will clear. You want to play Marie Antoinette as a hard woman. Your husband is dead. Instead of you to bring your husband back and bury your husband, you are with your lover inside that rock. Abomination in Islam. And you claim you're praying to God. You're praying to Allah. And Allah will listen to your prayers. Because you're deceiving Christians. You're deceiving Biafans. Because of that, somehow, God will forgive. Allah will forgive you. That's why they claim. So if God will ask them, why are you doing it? They say, hey, I want to go and capture the Biafra land for you. You know, I want to, they're infidels, I want to go and capture them. Where you are capturing the Biafra land, that boy will capture you and impregnate you. Then your eye will clear. Your eyes will clear. Then you know you've done to yourself. Buhari goes off, cancels appointments, approves. So it was Abba Kiari that was appointing people. Now you people agree. Now you can agree. We have destroyed the zoo. In that level, we have completely destroyed the zoo. It's gone. This is not for empty or jail. I never tell you. If you like us and you believe in you, be as empty as you like. Let us end it to you. You can never be like us. Never, ever, ever. Buhari go. It's tough when I have a case there. And even we have degrees here. Yeah? You read in Cambridge and in Oxford and in Princeton, in Harvard. Yes. Your common brain cannot tell you what is going on. So you cannot put you cannot ask yourself, how come you're casting appointments and approvals made by Leta Abba Kiari when you're the president and you're alive? I know Mr. President. He said, which Mr. President or Mrs. President? Is this what I'm talking about? All of you are cowards, afraid of following. That's why you're betrayers. More they betrayed IPOB, betrayed me. With the governors, they betrayed me. They wanted me to be killed because I told them Flannery was coming to kill everybody. Now the Flannery has come. Now they're building a gate at a head bridge. Hey! Up by him or Yoruba. Yoruba is all by up by, isn't it? I say up by there, I'll carry, I don't know which one is it. Up by there, up by no leg. Leg has decayed. Is it not up by there? Leg has decayed. There is also a video, show them how they do it. And I can please post it. Let them see. The young boy, with Aisha, this boy, people are busy doing Yahoo 419, asking old, 90-year-old white women to marry them that they love them. When this boy came from this is not Jubilee, because Jubilee is there, came from nowhere, he gets money, pretends to be a president, and sleeping with the wife of the president of the country, all of the, and the country thinks he's the president. He's having fun. This is proper Yahoo Yahoo, proper 419. This is it. And all of you claim you're smart in the zoo, you're intelligent. Look at the pictures I posted them. Repost those pictures and tell me that's an 80-year-old man, 80-year-old Buhari. Tell me. You double kidney failure, brain damage, tumor in the brain. I have his hospital records. Mad people everywhere. Lunatics. Is that an 80-year-old man? Is that man, is this boy 80? No wonder I say he's shining. How long will she sign? Well, my first blood is blamed on Akko because you zoom back walk. Mad people everywhere. We must continue. Look at the Photoshop pictures. And I challenge them. Show me Aisha Buhari with the Bulgari Buhari before 2017. Get me a picture of Aisha Buhari being a lovey dovey with the old dead Buhari before 2017. I am begging anybody to bring it. You don't have it. You do what you do. Zoom tomorrow. Mr. Bezos is a good man. I want to direct it to Mr. Bezos. Because Yoruba is ashamed of themselves. If I were to be a Yoruba man, they promote me. They'll say, how can I? Hey, Omo Igbo. We can't promote you more. You don't know that. You know this is the jealousy Yoruba style. You know, Igbo, we do our own little greed. As they're doing in Anubre greed. And Choncho, Anubu. Yoruba, they give you the real, the raw one. The raw jealousy and envy. They're wondering how come, out of all the people to be saying this, how come it's in Nandekan? If I were to be a Yoruba person by now, oh my goodness. You pay ticket to come and see me. You pay to come to see me. And because they're not from them, that's why they do what they do. Very vindictive and evil. Not all of them, it's the media I'm talking about. Look at the picture with the coat of arms on the rug. Look at his cheeks, he's wearing a mask. Look at his cheeks, look at it. Pop, like pop. Look at his cheeks, can you see it? Nigeria, can't you see it? Are you all of you blind? 200 million people are all of you blind. Are you all very stupid, you cannot see? Can't you see the picture? Every night, this boy. Hey! Some people are love you. God bless me, it comes in many ways. So there's no better God bless me than this one. This boy. Hey! Those who are going to redeem, going to plan to go to heaven. The boy is in heaven. He not to walk. Jesus is full time. He not to walk. Yet he's living life. Full time. He not to walk. And you are running around doing one night with APC. Your ex-wife is in Asorok. Holding down like you are busy running around with laptop. Doing Iraq 3K a week. Your ex-wife is in Asorok. Keeping Aisha honest. And you are there doing Iraq for 3,000 a week. Yeah, I believe in Nigeria. If I go to Niger Delta, it's because of their oil. Your ex-wife is in Asorok. Look at him. Shining. Aisha is shining. Everybody is clean and shining. Nigeria is a drama, I'm telling you, one massive drama, zoological republic. And who will be there to support them with BBC Igbo? Supporting Yoruba papers, BBC Igbo. There was something I wanted to preach this very day. There's no time. I have to make an exception that is a very particularly important preaching I wanted to make. To let people understand, I think I must preach it this very day. I will preach it because they have turned Ogbunike into another new Sokotum. Maybe as we have Katsina Allah in Benue State, we now have Sokoto Allah in Ogbunike. That will be their new name, Sokoto Allah. They have now given it to. Hey! Unbelievable. But I must praise the Seleku people. I must praise the Seleku kingdom. Because they have rejected Miyet Yala money. They have. And the reason I'm saying that I have to preach this gospel, can you see the teacher is in the map? Must preach it. Miyet Yala went to Iseluku and Iseluku said no. Iseluku said no, but I won't have it. We don't want you here, we don't want. No market, no Hausa market.
Hausa blood are victims. It's no for the market.
Yoruba, you are busy dividing us. You come, you say Southeast. Now it's, we now have Middle East. We used to have East Central. The Southeast. And South South. Up South. Down South. East South. West South. Everything. But the Yoruba people, we are never one people before. The Yoruba nation, you people, we are not one people before. Hey! Hey! I have come to Yoruba, they have cut me off. Hey! Thank you, Jememaru. They have cut me off. They have cut me off. I must go back to Facebook. They have cut me off. I must go back. You must tell me. We are live and direct.
They are wasting their time. Only thing gave me a gospel to preach, and that gospel I am going to preach.
I must preach it. They have cut everybody off. Because I was demolishing Aisha. I was demolishing Aisha Buhari, and they cut me off unceremoniously. Unceremoniously, they cut me off. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. But I must preach the gospel of heaven. This is a live presentation. We are Radio Biafra, and humanity is paying attention. We are destroying this dream. And the Yoruba boy in Facebook quickly cut me off. And they think I can be nice. I can't be nice to people who are evil. I can't be nice to you. Are you drunk? I can't be nice to you if you're evil. I can't be nice to you. We are going back to Facebook. We are going back to Facebook. We are back. They can't stop us. If you cut us off 10,000 times, I will return 10,000 times. I will preach the gospel that Elohim has given me to preach. In truth and in every honesty. I just had a sip of water. We are live. Tell them we are live on Facebook on my page. Martin Ambekanu. We are live on my Facebook page. 400,000 followers, which is nothing anyway. But that's what Facebook allowed me to have. That's the original one, the original page. They can find me. My goodness. We are back on my Facebook page to preach the gospel of heaven. I am here. David, I'm here. If you go to please favor, I'm here. To let you tell me I'm good. What are you talking about? We are live and direct. I want to preach the gospel this evening that you asked me to preach about the Yorubas, so that they may turn from what they are doing and become good people. As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by Facebook. I wanted to assert with every degree of certainty that the Yoruba race never won people before. It was due to war and conquest that made them one. A war and conquest that Yoruba people never embarked upon. The Eba nation is a separate people. The Ebas are separate people. From the Oyo, from the Ijebu, separate. The only thing that unites them is the Oyo Empire. That's the only thing that unites them. And to prove it to you, as I'm telling you, be jotting them down. Eba nation, Eba, EGBA, they have their own national anthem. Do you know that? The same way Urebo has, because some of you don't know that the song I play these days first, before I play Rest Lawson, is Urebo National Anthem. Some of you don't know. I play it. If you like, I can play it for you again. They have their own national anthem. I play Urebo National Anthem every blessed day. Some of you don't know this, but I do. I want to play it again for you. So that some of you who may not know, will know that we are everywhere. This is Urebo National Anthem. Urebo National Anthem.
Urapa, Urapa, Umewae, Urapa, Orerengisa, Anumahao.
Did you hear that? That was Urogo national anthem. The same way that Eba in Yoruba land, Eba kingdom, they have their own national anthem. They have the Eba anthem.
I don't speak Yoruba, or I've tried to read out the words for you. But I know it was a lovely okay, I don't want to make mistakes, please.
They have Eba. They have their own national anthem. I want to prove to Yoruba journalists that this their divide and rule is not good. It is not good. Yoruba, your divide and rule, this thing you are helping Fulani to divide people and conquer them is evil. Because at the time, you were not one nation. Nobody has dug into the same, by the age, the woman is a man or your man.
No. We respectfully refer to all of you as Yoruba.
And why do you always want to come into Biafra land to divide people? Why?
Oh, because you two need access to oil. I've forgotten. Alakija and Otedola. It's all oil, isn't it?
Zoom. What happened to the Yoruba? What is happening to us now happened to them. What is happening today to us happened to them. Do you know that I'm going to give you a bit of history?
Unbelievable.
Hi, Elohim. Osman Danfodio, whose grandson was an emperor. I want to tell you why Fulani hates our people so much. I want to tell you why Fulani want to take over Delta State. I want to tell you why they are in Opanam, which the Obi of Opanam or the traditional ruler in Opanam did not see. I want to teach him tonight what he never knew. The all-conquering Fulani man. That came from Futajalon. He was actually born in Gobel. His name is Othman Danfodio, the man that said he would dig the Quran in the Atlantic. He, first of all, I will tell you what the history book says about him. I'll read. Following a jihad led by Othman Danfodio and a rapid consolidation of the Hausa city-states of contemporary northern Nigeria, the Fulani Sokoto Caliphate invaded and annexed the Buffer Nupe Kingdom. Nupe, we are ancient people. Fulani swallowed them. Listen, all of you talking about Nigeria, you are preparing your own death. Go and dig your grave because Fulani is coming. The more you say one Nigeria, please God be digging your grave. For some of you be swallowed up. Now listen. They have cut us now, they have left us at about 7.6k. We'll continue. If you like, there will be only one person left. I'll preach. They invaded and took over Nupe Kingdom. They now went to advance southwards into Oyo lands. Shortly afterwards, the Fulani army overran Yoruba military capital in Ilorin. You know, Yoruba Iraqs never want to talk about, they never talk about Ilorin, they don't like it. And that's how to cure them.
Anywhere you see a Euro-Erat writing rubbish, simply go and take the history of a Loring and dump it on the thread. They will disappear. You know, they are masters at deflection. If you write something now, they will never debate you on that thing. It's your stupid, you follow them. Ignore them. Bring them back to the subject matter. If they refuse, after two attempts, you give them a Loring. Everything they say, you remind them of a Loring. A Loring was the military capital of Yoruba people, where the IRA on account for wars, Afonja, their overall field marshal. It was overrun by the Fulanis. They overrun it. After they took Lupe, the same thing they are not doing to us. Can you see what they are doing? The same pattern. Is that they have the same strategy. The same pattern. It never changes. But my only happiness now is we are everywhere. The world is watching. They are pretending they don't know. I know that the British High Commissioner is covering up for the Fulanis as best as possible. The US Ambassador is doing her best to cover up all the atrocities. We are waiting for them to start. We are in our land, and they came, so we are waiting for them to start. Once they start, and we unleash our own madness, nobody will now say that they're like us now. They are free to travel to anywhere. Can you follow me? Now listen. They overran the Yoruba military capital of Ilorin, and then they sacked Fulani. Yoruba, why are you following Fulani? Now look at what they did to you. Why are you following them? They destroyed Oyo Ile. Fulani destroyed Oyo Ile. Today Yoruba is following Fulani, and I'm asking why? Why, Yoruba? Why? Oyo Ile, which was the royal seat of the Oyo Empire, the great Oyo Empire, their royal seat was at Oyo Ile. Do you know the Fulani sacked them and killed them? Today, Yoruba is serving Fulani. Hey! Unbelievable. Following this, Fulani so much dealt with Yoruba, and Yoruba abandoned Oyo Ile. And they ran south. In other words, the Fulani have been chasing Yoruba into... Hey! History is very good. They have been chasing Yoruba. They sacked them. Yoruba abandoned Oyo Ile. They ran. Yoruba ran away from Oyo Ile. They ran inside. They ran... Hey! They abandoned their city. Yoruba abandoned their city. And retreated southwards into the city of Oyo. Then it was then known as Agodi Oyo or Oyo Adiba. In a forest, they ran into the bush because the horses cannot come to the bush to hunt them down and kill them. Yoruba ran into the bush when the Fulanis came. Do you see why they want Biafran to be conquered as well? So instead of Yoruba to help to fight Fulani, Yoruba is helping Fulani to conquer other people because they are angry that they were conquered by the Fulanis. Hey, Elibe, our politicianism, they give me a message and I give to Elibe. I want Yoruba to wake up. I say everything I say so that Yoruba can wake up. If you're angry, you wake up. Just wake up and do something. Look at how Fulani disgraced you. Look at how Fulani humiliated you. Chased you from one capital to the other. Anywhere you are, Fulani will be chasing you. And today you're serving Fulani. Because of presidency, ordinary presidency. Hey, ordinary presidency. Hello, Fulani chased Yoruba into the forest. Hey, how are you, man? Yoruba took their Oba and the royal stood into the forest. They ran into the forest. Oyo and the ladies are also descending from Elanjen. These are different nations bound together by through war and conquest. Yoruba was never one nation before. I never wanted to preach this verse, but I have to preach it. Because they believe in dividing people. You come to Ikwele land and you know you're the Igbo. You have Obi Igbo, you have Nwike, you have Peter Odele, you have Tibi Kamechi. You know these are Igbo names. You know these are Igbo people. But out of spite and wickedness, you want to divide us. You go to Ifeanyi, the proper name. You tell them you're Niger Delta. You forgot that most of them there are from Arajuku. Thank you, Breeze. Are you not from Arajuku? Don't have Arajuku blood in you. Don't have Arajuku blood in you. A woman that I adore and respect, of course, immensely. I do. But I want her to stop all the Niger Delta nonsense. I can't stand it.
Which non-family in a Ijaw land that doesn't have Arajuku blood? I say name the family. Name it. Which family in a Ijaw land that doesn't have Arajuku blood?
During slavery. Name now. Give me a name. We have the evidence, you know. They leave where we have the evidence. Yoruba or your man is different from Ile-Ife. Ile-Ife is different from Elaje. You're different from Egba. You're different from Ijebu. I've counted five of them. But why do you want to divide other people? I ask you. We must continue. Now listen very well. I want Arosa to listen. This message is for Arosa people. I am giving Arosa a message. Arosa, it is a message for you. The same way I've given you about their own message, I'll give you yours. Let me tell you, and as I'm warning Arosa, it is also a warning for the Igbo sophisticated police in America. Are you listening? Sheru Usman Danfodio, Osman Danfodio. His name when he was born was Usman, Usman Bin Fodio. I want to prove to you the link between the Fulani Caliphate and Saudi Arabia.
Elohim,
Elohim.
Uthman Danfodio was born on the 15th of December 1754. He was born in a place called Gober. Gober, G-O-B-I-R, is an Hausa town. Do you know when he died? By the time he had finished dealing with the Hausa people, they renamed it Sokoto. Can you believe that? He was born in Gober. He was somebody being born in Ogunike. The Fulani is now being born. The Fulani did there in Ogunike. Let's say he gives birth now to a child, like Othman Danfodio. That child will grow up in a place called Ogunike. But by tomorrow, that place will become Sokoto Allah, as they have Kasina Allah in Benue. Can you believe that? Hey! He was a teacher. A religious teacher. He claimed he came to teach, that he knows how to teach Quran. But he was also a revolutionary. He was also a military leader. He was a writer, and wait for it, a promoter of Sunni Islam. Sunni Islam practiced by Saudi Arabia. You see, they are the Fulanis, that's all their nonsense. They are linked to Saudi Arabia from Othman Danfodio. He preached Sunni Islam. And he was the founder of Sokoto Caliphate. So all this Ogunike, those in Amansia, all the people you're selling land to, they will give birth to their children will kill our children, and they will rename our towns. Ogunike will change. Amansia will change. Opa will change. All the places you have sold land to Fulani, in the next 70 years, their names will be different. And that was your gift to our generation.
as an enlightened Igbo leader. Do you see why I hate Ohanaeze with a passion? If you know what I know, you won't just hate them. If you see them, you put a knife to their throat. These are women. Look at what the same people, what they did to Awosa is what these idiots want them to do to us. Hey, Chineke, he found the Sokoto Caliphate. Hausa was no longer good enough. The Hausa that was hosting them peacefully. Hausa people are peaceful people. Hausa was hosting them peacefully. Hosting them peacefully in Gobert. Hosting them. Oh, open the phone, the phone is a teacher. The Hausa king of Katsina said, come and teach my son. Never know. He didn't know he was inviting a demon into his home. He said, come and teach my children. All the Hausa kings, they said, let the Fulani teach our children. The same thing that, let the Fulani rule, let the Fulani be that all. Your lives are being wasted. Hey! The Hebe monarchy was dead. Now listen, Danfodio was one of the organized ethnic Fulani. He's a Fulani people, Fulani. They were living in Hausa kingdoms, living after that. The same way they have come now as tenants, that's how they start. They come as tenants. They start pretending. They start pretending as tenants. Oh, dear me. They came as tenants, they came as tenants living in Hausa kingdoms as they have come today living in Biafra land. Some Igwe have given them land. Hell, in what is now Northern Nigeria. The house, the Fulanis came in the 1400s. He belonged to the Maliki school of five Islamic jurisprudence and Qadri. He practiced Sufism. Danfodio taught Maliki in the city state of Gobert until 1880. A beautiful city. A beautiful Hausa city. Gobert. Beautiful, beautiful Hausa city. They took it over. He started talking about local oppression. Do you know? I'll imagine that you make, you know, actually, I asked I'll imagine to come with their slate and their chalk. You know, I'll imagine. Do you know with your slate and your chalk? I want to tell the Alimajiri tonight listening, say him at the channel, in London. Alimajiri, your papa, of London, for you, went into exile. He ran to Niger Republic. He led his followers like Prophet Muhammad and ran into exile. That exile began a political and social revolution which spread from Gobert, listen, throughout Northern Nigeria and Cameroon. They took everything when they came back and was echoed in a jihad movement led by the Fulani people across West Africa. Fulani have been on jihad since 18-something. How did they leave? Do you know who heralded their coming? The person that, the creature that heralded was a vulture. It was a vulture that foretold the coming of the Fulani. The prophecy of the coming of the Fulani was tied by a vulture Udele. Udele carried their Udele, a vulture that eats dead animals, was the one that foretold the coming of the Fulani. That is to tell that they always come with death. It may not be immediate, but death will come. Death always comes. Always. How was that? Bagi, Nupe, Yoruba. Every word is got the sweat everywhere. And they always come as tenants. That is why Ubuni tells you to be ostracized from Igbo land. The Fulani have been on jihad. What else do I want to tell you? What else do I want to tell you? That Fulani wrote books. He said he was very critique.
of he was disturbing other Muslims, that they were corrupt and greedy, and they violated the standards of Sharia law. They were fighting corruption. It's something they're doing today. You people are dumb. You're about media, you are foolish. Before they take over your land, they always tell you they're fighting corruption. Corruption. That was what they told us of people. And that was our presence. The same thing that Europeans are doing as a middle people in America. They agreed. And they came, and their cultures were no more. Hey! Oh dear. Do you know his title? He was a Mujahid, a reformer of Islam. These are the people you want Nigeria with. Where are these people from? They're talking rubbish. These are the people you want to be in one Nigeria with. You have signed your death warrant. You have signed it. And as I was also looking at the facts of life and history, Elohim gave me a message. I said I should preach it. According to Encyclopedia Britannica. Encyclopedia Britannica. This is why anybody answering to Niger Delta is an imbecile. What did Encyclopedia hey! That's the highest of the highest now. Encyclopedia Britannica, who doesn't know? I want to tell those in Pandev, those who foolishly call themselves Niger Delta, that Ibibio people, listen carefully please, Ibibio people, by which I mean Anang, all the rest of them, listen, they are people of southeastern Nigeria, Encyclopedia Britannica, mainly in Cross River State. So when I told you before that Cross River was the proper southeast, no, you can believe me. From Encyclopedia Britannica. Open me, Benazi Muslim. Heaven is giving me a message to give to the living. That's what I'm doing. They speak dialects of Epic and Video, which means that Epic and Video are one. But I'll get to that later. But now it's, how am I so Epic and Epic man? And a Video man? People are so foolish. Those dividing you are one. But they want you to be divided. Now listen, they speak dialects of the Epic and Video, a language now grouped within the Benue Congo Niger branch. Now listen, the Video comprise the following major divisions. The Video comprises of Epic. So now I have proven to you tonight that Epic comes from Video. And if the Video is the Benue, what tells you about, what is it about Epic people? And the Jairam, that we are only good people. I'm coming. Listen carefully. This is Encyclopedia Britannica. The same Encyclopedia Britannica that in 1929 affirmed that Hebrews have Jewish link. In 1929. Now listen. The Ibibio comprise the following major divisions. These are branches of the Ibibio. What is number one there? Epic. Eyon, Ekek, and even Andoni people, and even Andoni, also Anan, because I have Anan friends who get upset. They say the people don't like us. You say you're talking rubbish. We are all one people. Anan is a subdivision of Ibibio. Ibibio is the main one. Then Anna is a subdivision. Epic is. And the proper Ibibio people are those who occupy the eastern flank. They say. Are you following? Are you following? Hey! Elibe. And what are their secret societies, as I said, of Ibibio? Of Epic, of Anan, of Eket. What do they have in common? Hey, they have a As I was saying, they say this is end of discussion. Are you going to talk about Niger Delta again? Are you still going to be stupid about this Niger Delta rubbish? Have I not proven to you that a fake is the solution of the video? The same thing with Amman? Ayam. Take it. And I have told you what the video means. Is it now very clear to each and every one of you who we are and why they are struggling to divide us? And why I hate any idiot mouthing that rubbish, Niger Delta? We are all one people. One family. One IPOB. Idiots everywhere. I'm going to go. And how about the enjoyable? It's done. How did they come into all of this? I want to prove to people that everything I say is correct. This is continuing. We are continuing on Encyclopedia Britannica. I want to destroy this Niger Delta rubbish once and for all, that our great-grandchildren, every generation, they will listen to this broadcast. They will know that they are being killed in our time. I want to destroy them. I want to bury Niger Delta rubbish this night. I will preach to 12 midnight and beyond. Even longer. That they may know that Elohim sent me. When you call Niger Delta money, people that say the people are landlord, I want to tell you how stupid you are. I want to prove to you how daft you are. How psychologically inferior you are. I want to tell you that your education is wasted. I want to prove to you that you are nothing academically. Go. Who are the Bornu people? Their original name, according to ancient British people, Encyclopedia Britannica, the name of Bornu, which I know our brother gave us as beautiful people, is actually Obani. You Encyclopedia Britannica, Obani. Go and Google Bornu, B-O-N-N-Y. Encyclopedia Britannica. You can have fun for me. We really measure that other people. You don't remember the magazine from my hometown in Ibeku. Obani Ibeku was where you went from. Obani Ibeku. You are in Bani. The British people did their research. When they came, they kept digging. They said that their name is Obani. Not Bani. Obani. Is there? In the town, it was situated in the Atlantic oil port in River State. River State. Obani Ibeku. It lies on the Bornu River. The British called the place Bite of Biafra. Bite of Biafra, Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica. A tradition, a trading center for fish, for salt, for palm oil and palm kernel of the Ijaw people. Now they have come in. Ijaw people. Why? Obani people. Ijaw people. Encyclopedia Britannica. It was one of the largest slave exporting depots of West Africa. As I told you, Arochukwu was worshipping idol. They were selling people. People would send their sons as priests to go to Atabaratu to go and study the Holy Word of Elohim. They will sell them.
and I want to prove it to you tonight. Not the word of a black man. Encyclopedia Britannica. It was the largest slaving export depot in West Africa in 1970. About 20,000 people. Most of them Igbo. Most of them Igbo. And other hinterland groups were shipped to the Americas, Caribbean and USA. Igbo. So when you see Denzel Washington, you see Blair Underwood, you see, what's his name again? I forgot his name. The guy that played the DMing. What's his name? Hi, I don't know. Old Egg, I don't know. Come. Old Egg is stubborn. What was his name? It's on again. Forrest Whitaker. Igbo. 20,000 people were being shipped to the Americas from that port. The people who were kings, that's the, somebody called Pepples, the Pepples were kings then. When the white man decided to end slavery, our people were not happy. You see, we told that they were going to be hey, there are people that want us to remain slaves at the hands of foreigners. The purple family, purple white, purple brown, purple green. They are getting money from slavery. So as when the white man said no, we want to end slavery, they said no, we want to continue. They were angry. They were writing petition to the King of England. Please, who said no, we want to continue with our slavery? Selling their own brothers and sisters. It didn't start today. This whole night of that rubbish didn't begin today. To sell our people. Now they can no longer sell them again. They want to sell our future and our children to the Fulani. Now you understand. I want to bury the whole night of that rubbish. Come here, Nand. Unbelievable. They were selling our people. The Pepper family, they said, no, we are not happy. We want to continue selling our people. But Britain came and conquered them in the 1850s. And as the white man said to them, stop selling your people. Instead, sell palm oil and palm kernel. Stop selling your people. That's how they stopped. Hey, Niger Delta, Niger Delta, Niger Delta, my food. Oh dear, we are all one people. Oh dear, let me now shock you. Do you want to be shocked with this whole Niger Delta thing? I want to shock you to your bone marrow, so that tomorrow morning when an idiot from somewhere in Abuja or Lagos answering FGM or whatever, talking nonsense, you're talking rubbish. I want to destroy all of you and your useless arguments tonight. That's what heaven asked me to do. The Ibibio people, just simply Google it. It's on Wikipedia. Ordinary Wikipedia. I said ordinary. Don't Google it. As I'm talking, you Google it. Niger Delta. If I see you, you say, I will put my two fingers in your eyes. Look at all that, you're an idiot. Once you say Niger Delta to me, I will put my fingers into your eyes. You are an idiot. You're a complete idiot. You claim you went to school. You can't marry Google. Go and Google it to give you. And follow me as I preach this gospel. I'm very upset, honestly. The Bibio people, listen, I've explained to you before from the Encyclopedia Britannica that the Bibio is comprised of a fig. Anan. Except everybody. The Bibio. Forget the dialect. It's rubbish. The Bibio. And who are the Bibios? You won't. Well, I'm coming. This is just simply putting the Bibio people in Google. And follow me. The Ibibio people are a coastal people in southern Nigeria, yes.
They are mostly found in Akwa-Ibom and Cross River State.
Okay.
And on the eastern part of Abia.
What's the paper?
Abia is coming. They are related to the Anan-Igbo. Anan-Igbo. In Anan. For the first time, Anan and the Igbo, one word, Anan-Igbo, is there. Is there. And ethnic people that we are all related. Anan-Igbo. Ethnic. It is here. It is here now. They are all related. They are brothers and sisters. Before I did this research, Elohim gave me this revelation way back in 1998. I couldn't prove it. Now it is here. That we are all about. This is here. Are you telling me that all these leaders, they don't go online? It is here in black and white. Who are these Indian people? They are costing the people of southern Nigeria. They are mostly found in Akwa-Ibom, Cross River State, and in Abia. In Abia State. They are related to the Anan, Igbo, and Ethiopian people. We are all one people. This verse has to be saved forever and ever. So that wherever idiots are gathered and saying Niger Delta, you play it for them. Oh, dear me. And who are the people that I see having affected because of Niger Delta? I want to bury the rubbish. So that any time somebody says they are Niger Delta, you know that that is the enemy. That immediately, that is the enemy that the Fulanis are using. That is the enemy. Do you know her sister name? Yes, some of you know her, don't you? Do you know her middle name? Her middle name is the big name. Ime. R-N-E. Name Nayani, some of you know. Madam name Nayani. Sister name Nayani. You know her middle name is the big name? Is Ime. Arajuku. Abja. The same family. According to researchers on Wikipedia. Is it clear, man? Now let me go to my own people. I was in Ikora, I was in Port Harcourt. I was living in Diobu. I think it was my two or my three, I've forgotten. You know, I came to Iguacha. I was staying with my cousin and her husband to go to SBS, Desk of Basic Studies, in Omuala. I didn't have any friends. But I used to go to their compound to go and play with them. I'll never forget. Now, Ikwe is dear to me. A place I love very much. Because it gave me so many beautiful memories. I want to read you who the Ikwe people are. So we have now started to have Niger Delta. We've got to video. Ethic. Anan. Ethic. Everybody. And I've got to tell you something. Now let me deal with people. So we can put all these nonsense of all our bodies to be buried tonight. There are mad people everywhere. You know that we cure madness. We cure madness, yeah? Somebody from my mind said, I'm not to give you. What utter foolishness. You are all one. If you come to the day with the evil that I speak is even from Ohomo, my people in Ohomo, my cousins in Ohomo, is different. The evil I speak is even from Ohomo, where the grandmother comes from. People are mad. Slight variation in accent. You say you're different. Are you that? Whereas Fulani is busy. During the hegemony, and they are just dividing you. Heaven asked me to give you a message. Ife is known as Iwa. It is one of the sub-Imo group.
Please, listen. Ikwere is Imo. Not me saying it. Ikwere is one of the sub-Imo groups of the Niger Delta region of Nigeria.
They can't have their love to divide, isn't it? Ikwere is Imo.
Listen now. They are considered a part of the larger Igbo ethnic group. They speak Ikwere, which is good, of course. It is an Igbo dialect, which is sometimes considered as a separate language, but of course is not, in the Igboid family. As a result of the quest for Ikwere's recognition as a separate ethnic entity, it was the saboteurs in Ikwere land that wanted to separate Ikwere. It's not saying, even the white man or Ikwere, they know this. They say, we're different people. That's why, no, you're not. You're Igbo. You are not. You're Igbo. You're Igbo. They want to assert ethnic nationality because that's what Fulani fed them. The same nonsense Fulani fed Ogoni people through Kansas River. Fed them junk over the years. Igbo man is not your own flesh and blood one day. You know that God is miraculous. God is punishing all of us. God is using Fulani to also punish his so-called Niger. Punish them. Because you rejected your own flesh and blood. And you think you can have it easy. That is why the land is polluted. That is why people eat fish and they die. You want to destroy the work of God. Who are you? Who are you? You think that God that created Biafra is sleeping? You want to have fun? After you betray your brothers, you want to go and have fun? In the street? You're insane. He's saying, Ikwere is Igbo. Not me saying it. White people who are learned.
Oh dear me. I'm just too upset with these people. I will have to close the program. I'm too upset, honestly. Fulani will come.
Now they have come to, they are taking our oil, taking the gas, and now come to take our land because of your treachery, because of your stupid Niger Delta rubbish. That's not nonsense. You gave Fulani a green light to come. Imagine if we were one together. We will go and stop them at venue, isn't it? Is that not common sense?
I don't like educating idiots because it's wasted. But I thank you, say the good people, please.
One family.
We are one people, one family. Fulani have taken all of you. They gave a terrorist group 100 billion. All of you are there. You remember that there. They no longer have sense. So when it comes to an Igbo man or Biafran, when I say you are really all Biafra, because I have proven it to you, you are all Igbo people. Have I not proven it to you that you are all Igbo people? Obani Big went to Pony. It's Niger Delta. You're landlocked, sir. You're like, people are so stupid. Fulani feed you rubbish and you pour out the junk. At Fulani feed you nonsense, you pour out the rubbish from your stinking mouths. Niger Delta, Bolide, and Dara. Useless people. Let me hear Niger Delta from your mouth again. So that I will knock. God will punish all of you. And you're useless, Niger Delta, nonsense. I'll bring this program to an end, please. We must thank Elohim for his blessing upon our lives. And you must remember, starting from the 27th, 6 a.m. in the morning, we're going to fasting. We're going to fasting. After those before. And I must make one thing very clear, please. Very, very clear. There are four people. People are now running around all over the place claiming that they want to raise funds for us. That is not the way we operate. But I want to make some things very, very clear. Very, very clear, please. Very, very clear. Those of you with very wonderful ideas, I want you to start implementing them. But they must be cleared with DOS first. I have a brother wrote something very special here about how we can conquer social media even more. It's a welcome development. And I would like him to develop it further, please. I have appointed
three emissaries to speak to people that want to talk to us in terms of providing assistance to drive away the enemy from our land. One is in the UK and two is in the US. The one in the UK is called Rabbi. He is my emissary. I have given him a task, an assignment, and he has to do it. So if he's speaking to you saying he's coming from me, please regard that as valid. His name is Rabbi. There are two mothers we have in the USA. Two of our ladies in the USA. Our mothers, very formidable and very strong. Our USA woman leader, Mrs. Okafor, who's in Philadelphia. If she's talking to you about providing support for what we are doing, she is legitimate. She is one of us. I sent her. She's my emissary. There is also our sister, a lady, Madam Oyibo. Those of you in the DMV area, you may know her, in the Washington, Maryland, Baltimore area, Madam Oyibo. She is also my emissary. If she's talking to you about what we are doing, you must listen to her. Those are the three people authorized in the whole world to do anything concerning support for what we are doing. That's one. And the only other people who can issue contact numbers or account numbers for those who may want it are the two people who man our inquiry line, the two young ladies that man our inquiry lines. They are the only two people that can. Only by hierarchy and order. Our sister Nemea Ime Anya, let me put it in there so they will know she's also from Ibibio. And also our deputy and Rabbi Mrs. Okafor, Madam Oyibo, and the two people on our inquiry lines. If you don't know our inquiry lines, please, Amaka, try and resend that again, pin it on the page so they can see the inquiry lines. If you have any issues, that is the line to call. I am going to take, I will take a call on Wednesday, please, not today. I will take your calls, please, on Wednesday. And our people must not be distracted. Not every idiot on fake account. Because any time you defeat them, they go and open another one. So stop paying attention to idiots with fake accounts. Focus on destroying the zoo. I don't want that Aisha's boyfriend to escape. That boy is our key. I don't want him to escape. We must make sure we focus our firepower on Asolok and those occupying our lands, and give you a friend yourself, Niger Delta. Congress must dissolve tonight after this broadcast. Join with Amanese and look for a decent name to call yourselves. There's nothing like pandev. That's rubbish. We are all Igbo people. All of us. I am from Bende. After the war, those who were rich men in Omaha were all Ijekebe people. That's what we call them. Anambra, Nnewi, all that area. Everything is called Wawa. Everybody, we have our own names everywhere. There is also discrimination of some sort, even within. That's how life is. That doesn't mean that I'm not recognized Anambra as the first son of Igbo land of the whole of Biafra. Anambra remains number one. He's not in dispute anywhere. Now you will understand, don't you?
As always, we have preached the gospel of heaven. Elohim has been kind to us. And we pray to Elohim to open the hearts and minds and the ears of our people in the USA. Let them remember where they come from and their obligation to the living. I maintain always that Biafra is a religion, and here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Tukoki Karambumihanine is our God. From me, from here, this good evening. I will play Robo National Anthem for closure today.
I'm gonna make it up.